your one-stop deprogramming hit.
1-1.
We're early.
1-1-0-1. 1-1-1.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Hi, this is Sapphire.
Hi, Sapphire. How old are you?
Smokehouse.
I'm 17. I had to tell you about Oscar and Oswald.
Who's Oscar and Oswald?
They're my vibrator.
So, are you feeling frisky or what?
Sure.
Could the professor be of some comfort, maybe?
Go ahead. Where's the loo? Dress up as a schoolgirl and spank me!
I love him!
I want some spanky monkey! Here you go, spanky monkey! Get on your fucking knees!
The professor's very impressed you.
Holy God! It was just disgusting.
Oh, we're all going to hell for that one.
I'm not. I don't even condone it.
Yeah. Clarence, it's good I caught you. Seems everyone else has left. So I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to?
You can talk during this.
You're an asshole.
Too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Rant Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
No, they didn't hear that at all. Play it again.
Everybody online, looking good.
Excellent.
Especially me.
5-5-5.
Kirk, get back. Want some of this?
We've got special guns.
Mace!
Fucking...
Get back in that tub. 2 hours, man. That's all I need. 2 hours. Let me sleep. I actually just bought the book. I didn't. I got Scotty to buy it, and then I gave him 20 pounds for it.
Pure and Loathing.
20 pounds
Pure and Loathing
what?
Las Vegas, which was written for Dr. Gonzo for reasons that do not need to be explained right there, and for Bob Dylan for writing Mr. Tambourine Man, which if you want to download the authoritative Uber rendition of Mr. Tambourine Man, nothing comes even so close as touching William Shatner's version of it.
Yes, that is amazing.
Which is
Mr. Tambourine Man!
He's like, and especially
out at
the Wrath
end.
Of Khan ending that he puts on it. Mr. Tambourine Man! Oh, fuck it. It's just
and
porn.
There's a sequel to it, too. He does an equally stellar rendition of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've heard...
Oh, that's a classic.
I vaguely remember hearing both these things on, like, one of those morning zoo programs years and years ago on the radio. I've since blocked them out because of the sheer horror of the experience.
Well, that's okay, though, because Sean Kennedy has just finished his soundtrack, which, after much careful deliberation, I came up with a beta, and that beta had a few errors on it. As all betas do.
As you.
And I managed to compress it down now. We have one that was burning just as I left to come out of this afternoon, which came out to 649 megs.
That's pretty good.
So
shoehorn into
yeah,
that
so
CD.
It was all in there, and I've got it all on there. And, of course, on there is the complete Mr. Tambourine Man by William Shatner, which
well,
is...
Well, anything less would be uncivilized.
Anything less would be far too uncivilized for the likes of this evening. So why don't we go around the room and say hello.
Okay.
Who's on the camera?
I don't know.
I think Drexel should be on the camera.
I think Drexel should be in the camera.
I don't think
I can try to work the camera, but do you really want me to work a camera?
No, we don't want
no.
you.
No.
Your paws off it, you damn dirty ape.
Get your filthy...
Yes.
It'll work.
Get on your knees! Sorry. Who rules? Oh. I'm waiting for that Planet of the Apes. That's looking good.
Is it? Who's, no, is who's it? The big stars in there?
Marky Mark.
There's a bunch of monkeys.
And the webcam is not working. We got the webcam not to work so that we can get these computers working so we don't have a repeat of last show.
Actually, Mark Wahlberg, yes, I have liked him in both the films I've seen him in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like him in that fucking stupid one where they were like a bunch of guys all robbing banks and shit. I got up and left the theater.
I will have to say
you have to watch
probably,
the end.
When he was about 12, he left the New Kids on the Block. At the time, a couple years later, he was probably thinking, fuck, that was stupid.
Now he's career thinking, move. Best fucking career move he could have done.
Oh, thank you, God. No, his older brother was Donnie Wahlberg.
So Mark Wahlberg was in the in New Kids on the Block
for,
at first?
For a couple months, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Mm, I see.
But
anyway.
he was younger than everyone
else. So we got all kinds of Sumerian there.
Yeah, lots of
moving over to Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. How's it going?
What's with the flat top? It's like a plane could come in
Arsenio
for a landing.
Arsenio Hall,
on
he's back!
Arsenio!
I'll pull out my gums.
I'll have
Doug,
to pull out.
Show some gums.
What's that? Look over here. Look over there. Looking at the camera.
Make love to the camera, Sean.
Oh, camera. Oh, you sexy bitch camera. I love you, camera.
Are you ready for his close-up?
Then we have the professor.
Professor Scott Harker. Good evening.
Can't hear you at all. Speaking to the mic some more.
Is your mic turned on?
Is your mic on?
His mic's not on.
Speak again. Okay, there we go.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Excellent.
Are we reaching? I've got something to tell you. And you're not going to like it very much.
The Forces of Darkness.
It is, in fact. And that was actually from the film The Prince of Darkness. That's why I said it.
And I have wonderful teeth.
Yes. He's the only British...
your teeth.
He's the only British man who is being hunted for his teeth.
That's why he was actually kicked out of England.
Exiled.
For his teeth.
Yes.
Okay. I had such good teeth, I had to leave.
And then we have...
the top of some chick's head.
And then we have Miss Scarlet.
Everyone, move your head.
Lady Scarlet.
There we
and
go.
Some asshole is phoning me.
I can hear the phone.
I, didn't you, weren't you a G.I. Joe figurine?
I'll kill him. Just say the word.
Sean here.
All right, there.
I'm on the air right now. What's up, man? What's going on?
Wow, is that cell phone?
By the way, in case you're wondering, by the sounds of it, he's suffering from hoof and mouth disease.
the reason he was kicked out of England.
Try for the cleaner. Yeah, it's download from Chick House,
saying,
download the cleaner, and
everything
then
else going on in the
go
background.
To Applebee's.
Don't speak into the mic. There we go.
Don't speak into
the
mic.
We know it's hard, Sean. We know it's hard.
But the mic is there. It's in my hand.
I can hear again.
So he's there for his close-up.
He's there for my close-up. I'm ready for
Hello.
You now.
And it's
your old Uncle Dak saying, why the hell am I here? And by the way, I got a great... I got beat
Ancient.
Up this week.
Ancient.
You got beat up this week.
I got my clock
Oh, my
clean.
God.
He hasn't told us this
Really?
Story
yes.
Seriously?
I got the next day I had a lump. I had like a, not quite a black eye, but I had a goose egg.
What was her name?
I'll tell the story when we get to my turn.
Oh, so okay. Somebody thumped Uncle Dak this week. And then we have...
The karma wheel comes around.
Yes.
Oh,
wait,
Uncle Dak.
Didn't you miss girl on the left? You missed?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then we have, yes, the sex symbol for the left wing.
I'm that left wing.
Oh, no.
Just right at the left wing.
Yes, the student body themselves.
We're
not getting a gratuitous shot of your nipples. We are.
It is actually
profile.
For a purpose.
Can we turn down the temperature in here?
Girl
yeah, I'm just so
left.
Hot. And I'm eating blueberry cookies because they're more delicious, more healthy. Yeah.
That's right.
Or so they claim.
Drexol's expecting the gratuities check now, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Yeah, you can't see it ever
now
until they...
Your breasts are great.
Well, we need the face.
Your breasts...
Work it, baby!
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
I can't make my mouth that small and my eyes that large. Sorry.
I actually favor Lady Scarlet myself.
on that whole thing, but we don't know her well enough to begin exploiting her body. So.
Yeah, it takes two or three.
And then
times
we have
here.
MC Drexel on the
Yo,
mic.
Yo, what's
in
up, bitch?
In the house.
Who is spinning at about 75,000 RPM right now?
Look at that unshaven face.
Looking
Show
like,
us the nostrils.
Show us the nostrils.
It's Marky Drexel.
Yes, this is his last known security camera footage as he was stealing from an ATM.
I love the glare in the sunglasses.
Notice how the...
Show us your chest.
Show us your chest.
Oh.
You don't want to see my chest?
No, you're right, we don't.
You're right.
He's right.
Can't lie.
It goes the wrong way.
What happened there?
Blue string, general protection falls on the Sony camera.
A fatal exception has occurred.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
What is going to happen next?
Will
our heroes get the camera back
online?
There we go.
I can't find the fucking Zoom.
Press the other button.
Here it is.
Yep, that's manual Zoom.
It's manual Zoom. There you go.
You might want to get the cord out of the way, yes.
Have we got enough shots of you?
We don't have a single shot of me yet.
There's been tons.
All right, that's it. Shut up, you.
Excuse me while I close.
And in the IRC.
Initially, I thought it was the lens cracking, but...
we have Mr. Echo, Kexler, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Prophet Battlewax, Brass Monkey Junkie, that funky monkey, Breaker One, Ophi Dophi, Calm Away, Daedalus, Apocalypse, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pele, Pseudo, Dragon Master, Disturbed, Paradox, Sanex, Sideslide, Babs, No Deal, Tenchi, Marius, Soltrance, Junior Bomber, Gelatinous, Night Fever, E, Half Elf, Judas Poe, T Gray, Yggdrasil, Zutroy, Plastic, Terrell, Artemis, Kozik, Cypher, Crazy Fuck, Poison Cheeto, Zerstor, Rabid Wombat, Fraud, Rodo, Severed Access, Steel, Succubus, Zenobia, Deck Druid, Thalion, Hemlock, and Zandad.
What's new, Skitty?
No Skitty.
We're Skitty less. Skitty.
We are Skitty free tonight.
Skitty.
So we can really let loose tonight. There's no Skitty listening.
These are so cute. They look like little koala bears.
You could just eat them up. Defenseless
die,
little koala
bears. Die. The pandas must die.
And that little intro thing that we heard before the show was made by Smokehouse. That was in reference to 2 weeks ago.
Yes, where we got Oscar and Oswald, who's both
to perform
names,
on the radio.
Both their names
both their
start
names
with O.
Start with O, because it's Oscar
all night.
O-R-E-O. Keeps ice cream from getting colder. Yes, absolutely. Poor Sapphire. She's a nice girl and all. I hope she doesn't
nice girl and all.
Okay.
She's jolly splendid.
So,
I don't believe you fucking said that.
What? What?
What did he say?
I said, she's a nice girl and all. I hope she doesn't chip her teeth.
Oh, okay.
What?
It makes my jaw feel funny.
And we,
God.
Supposedly had fixed the phones tonight.
You did.
We'll see.
We didn't. They still sound staticky, but they're much better than they were before.
Yep. Much better. So,
I think we can turn the volume down on it, though.
I think so. I think that was the problem.
Let's try it now.
Okay, put it on. That sounds good.
There's
that
the dub. You know, if a person's talking, though, it sounds more...
I think I just have to turn down the volume.
Call us.
Sean,
oh, you
call
said
us.
That on the air, you fool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I said that on the air?
What's
I ruined
number,
the whole
Sean?
Joke.
Nobody's going to tell you. You have to remember it.
1-888?
No.
877-877.
Nomad Terrell loves Ronan Medic.
Can we set that up?
929.
Ronan Medic.
You're going to take too long and somebody's going to phone in.
Thanks, Terrell.
Have you got it working? Oh, we got the hum going on in our headphones.
My call is done.
Okay, forget it. We'll just try
it
later.
I have an idea. Lieutenant Major Zombie, we need you.
We need you now.
Words you
quickly.
Never thought you would say.
Give us a call, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
You know the number.
There we go.
Ark.
There we go.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Is this Lieutenant Major Zombie?
Yes, poor Ted.
Good job.
Hi. Lieutenant Major Zombie is the constant.
He has us on speed dial.
He must.
He's sitting there monitoring the airways. He's got it jacked right into his fucking septum.
See,
and he's just like, and he's just fucking, oh, Rad Radio needs me.
Right
and he's
there.
Fucking dialed.
Can't hear us. I'm here.
Excellent.
You are amazing.
It sounds
good.
Time and space.
It sounds
good. I can hear you. I can hear me.
Yeah, it's not buzzing. And
Mace, you want some of this?
The fucking tub. All right, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we kick your ass off the show?
I'm about 2 tests away from my CCNA. That's about it.
Excellent. Good job.
Yeah.
Keep on
now
studying.
I get my A+.
Yep. Can I get that A?
Do you remember, don't go to class stoned. Save that for when you're home.
Huh?
Oh, that's all right, on that cue, say, what the hell?
What the hell?
I'm also, hey, Zombie, just before we let you go.
He's gone.
Okay, well, Zombie, he's listening anyway. Zombie, I need you to get that ICQ skin working, and what the message, when the message received shows up, instead of going, uh-oh, I wanted to go, huh? that's what I want the message received
That'd
to say.
So perfect.
That'd be awesome, just huh? 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 Awesome. Every time you get a message, huh?
Huh?
Fuck yeah. I want Zombie. Zombie's going to do the virus.
I once had one
so
the
he's
bitch.
The voice of cult.
He is the voice of Rant Radio.
I need him to do like...
voice of Rant Radio.
Oh, he is. He's the voice of fucking our entire Medicaid.
He is our
generation.
Demographic, really.
He is the voice of our generation.
He is our demographic. He is our very own...
You remember
I mean,
the
that
bitch.
And drunk 14-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
I had one for the bitch for ICQ.
Really?
I went, uh-oh, bitch. And, you know, Cartman's voice was
bitch
is online.
Bitch is online. Bitch.
It was so amusing. Like, it wasn't even annoying to, you know, get a message while we're watching
funny.
A movie. We'd all just start giggling.
I'd be like, the bitch. Everyone who's just turned in late, because Drexel was sort of friends with this...
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, well, anyway, she's this bitch. She's a total bitch. And I...
Self-proclaimed.
Her. Yeah, and I want to nail her head to a tree. It just makes her crazy.
Nail gun or with hammer and nail?
Which is more
satisfying.
Why do you want to nail her head to a tree?
Hammer and nail. It's got an old-fashioned feel like
just,
when you're dealing with a real witch.
I know, yeah. Mess, like,
I think
Matt, I just think she's
state.
A bitch, and I don't like her much.
Personally.
That's me, though.
I prefer a burning cross. Oh, wait, I'll go to Prince George.
Should we put her through the drowning test?
What's that?
Either way, it comes out good, right?
We'll put
the witch test.
The drowning
if
witch.
If you float, you're a witch,
and then
and
you
burn you.
Then we burn you.
If
you
sink,
sink, we pray
you're not a witch,
you.
And you've been redeemed in God's eyes.
Newt. That's right.
I got better.
You don't look like a newt.
I got better. If she weighs the same as a duck, then she must be a witch.
I think it's a law because witches are made of wood. That's why they burn so well.
We
that
should
is,
do
that.
I'm thinking about another one.
I know.
Of those,
that's true,
build
right?
Build a bridge out of it.
String her across that chasm.
Is that a chasm or a chasm?
I say chasm.
I say
even
chasm.
Even though there's an H there.
I think it's a chasm.
You
actually.
Say tomato. I
you,
say tomato.
You think all you want. It doesn't change the word.
I think it's a silent C.
Let's
I
call
think
the whole thing
asm.
Off.
It's
an asm.
Cross the asm.
Asm. So does that mean everyone has orasms?
Yeah.
Orasms. Yeah, there's no...
Me more.
There's no C in orgasm.
From Oscar and Oswald.
He's just dropping letters.
It's an Oscar and Oswald. Maybe kind of. The O's are silent. Maybe it's just Skur and Swald.
Am I getting what?
Or maybe that's what she yells. That's just, no.
Oh, Skur! Skur! Now, that's just nasty. Instead of Oscar, just naming it Skur. Fuck, that's like
it's
a bad
right
tiger
now.
From a fucking Disney film. Hey, Skur!
The
do
years
it
are better.
Oh, yeah! Make my finger tingle. With the magic. You know what's bad? Well, dip me in Vaseline and call me Sally. You know, fuck me gently with a rubber crutch. That's really sideways. Oh, shit, I lost it. Well, I guess I gotta wait till I go number two again.
What a winner.
Plop, rattle, 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 rattle. Waha!
Just
like that.
But on a lighter note, I finally got my keys out.
Absolutely. And I hope the hamster's okay.
I haven't seen him in a week.
And I don't even have to push anymore. I just sit down and grunt a little bit. Now she goes. Oh, slide. Oh, whoa.
And to keep you all tuned in, Dak got beat up this week.
Yes.
We're going to hear that later.
Okay.
No, we got to keep them hanging on. Right, keep the ratings high for the first hour.
That's right. That's the entire plan here.
It is.
Right
keep
now, we were just
high.
Talking about lubing up vibrators named Skur and Zwald. Or Zwaldskur. Which is awesome. Which is, I wonder if the fact it's called Swald is similar to Swallow.
That's great.
Swallow.
Oh, deep throating the vibrator.
Can you do a good transition into the news of the week?
And from that, we'll go straight to news. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Call me the Segway King. All right.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
What the fuck is going on here?
Big companies want your business.
Oh, man.
There's
man.
A surprise.
Fuck is a surprise.
And they want it in every home.
Okay.
Coke on tap at home. They want everyone.
Oh my God, Chris King is in serious trouble.
Serious trouble. Coke wants you to stop drinking water and start drinking Coke.
Not to make a fucking line. When me and King were living together, you remember how much fucking Coke we were going through, right?
Oh, you had rails. There was fucking shit all over the kitchen. You hocked your stereo. It was bad, man. It was like snow time from the original heavy metal.
Hey, is this Bisquick?
It was bad.
Oh God! Oh,
I feel like I'm a hockey player. Look at me, I'm Slapshot. Bad, man. The guy's fucking. He still's got a removable septum out of the deal.
I know somebody called Jet Wolf who will.
Jet Wolf.
As long as they've got it in diet, is still there.
What, Jet Wolf?
Jet Wolf. Yes, she's. Did I ever tell you about operator standing by? She's this.
Oh, that's a great. Is that the one where they talk?
She works in Louisiana. She's an operator.
And they post stories on it.
I have a link off my webpage.
Okay, we need to start making sense, and we need to start making sense now. Who is Jet Wolf?
Jet Wolf is a woman who lives in Louisiana who works as a telephone operator, for like a 1-800 answering service, and she has some fucking bizarre and funny stories
to
tell.
It's such a good website. She posts every single day.
Every day she works, she posts to this
about people phoning in and what they say to her.
By 1-800, do you mean?
No.
That's 1-900.
That's like ordering products. Like,
She does cable tech. Answering calls for cable.
Yeah.
What else? A lot of pledges for
pledge drives.
Pledge drives.
The mattress pad.
The oregano. The herbal health products company, which basically sells oregano for $90 a pop.
I'm sorry. I was burned once by a phone sex ad.
I've heard about this story. This frightens me.
We'll tell it again. We'll tell our frequent flyers.
Yeah.
The quote
is from Donald Daff, chief executive.
Daff, that's his name.
Donald Daff. Yep.
The girls these days, their bones just aren't osteoporotic enough.
He says does not see Pepsi as a rival and will only be happy when customers are turning on their taps to drink Coke rather than water. People will still go out and buy things, but one day, yes, this will be a reality.
King and me looked into getting one of those fountain things for the house.
King would, fucking...
No, seriously, we were drinking so much.
He put his head under and just let it run all day long, okay?
Heart stopped. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, it'd be just bad. It'd be, that's fucking,
little wonder, you.
All hail Chris King. Udiga duguga.
Can I point out, if you drink a lot of pop, it's seriously bad for you because, the phosphoric...
Shut your mouth, you fucking heretic.
The phosphoric acid, if you're not consuming enough, don't try to use your big words on me. It's like, you have to make sure you still get enough calcium. They're finding, teenage girls, their bones are, full of holes because they're not getting any calcium because instead of drinking milk and stuff, all they drink is diet pop because, it's got no calories. It must be good. And, having it on tap, drinking it instead of water, oh, my God. It's like,
you're going to have people
shattering their hips when they're, 18.
But girl on the left, this is talking about getting rid of dumb teenage girls. How is this a bad thing again?
No, we want to get rid of dumb teenage boys. We need all the dumb teenage girls we can.
That's true. It got me there.
What are you thinking about that?
Please pass a generous portion of nubile.
Okay, so
the word of the day is nubile.
I thought the word of the day was septum.
I thought it was septum.
Say the magic word, win
$100. Septum. You have a very nubile septum, my dear.
We can combine them.
Yes,
we can work with that.
Yes, it's nubile blood. Nubility. The queen is very new. Is
the next one.
Nubile born.
Okay, apparently some people are having difficulties with the word pop and not knowing what pop is.
Soda.
Yeah.
Soft drink.
Dr. Pepper, you limey teabag motherfucker!
When I came from New York to British Columbia, I asked, when I went to a restaurant,
I asked for
a soda. I said, let me get a soda. And they looked at me like, a soda? I went, yeah, a soda? And... came back and they gave me a soda water.
Like a club soda.
Club soda, yeah. Yeah. There we call it.
They were confused.
Yeah.
And you said, listen, you backwards fucking igloo wearing motherfuckers. Take your beaver hat off and get me a Coke.
We were in a Chinese restaurant, but we won't go back to that story.
That's treading on dangerous territory there. Yes, we try to be. What was that?
Mace! Mace! Mace!
Mace! Mace! What
Yes, you fucking bastard. Get back in that tub.
British Columbia mulls video game restrictions. We are the leader in video game censorship.
Are we?
They want us to be.
Relevant? Somewhat relevant? Okay, put them on the air. Yes. Hi.
Hey, what do you have to say? Is that something about the pop issue? Are you there? Hello? 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 Hello?
Speak up.
Goodbye. Go on. Carry on.
Carry on.
Who
never
was
mind.
It? Prophet Nixter.
Okay, well, he's not very good with his phone then.
Or
a Canadian
or
province, or Drex is not very good
Drex.
With his phone. That's okay. Either way.
I think
we'll blame someone else.
We'll blame him. Blame the phone company. The Canadian
wonder.
Province has proposed what could be the first government-sponsored rating system in North America to regulate the sale of violent and adult video and personal video games.
Because, you know, parents are just personal too fucking
games.
Lazy to look at to look at the video
want,
game raters anymore.
I don't want my child going down to Future Shop and buying a video game, so I'll send him to the Triple X porn shop to pick it up instead.
I'd like to...
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who is this?
It's Prophet Nixter.
Don't hang up on me again.
I didn't.
Yeah, right.
All right, so what's going on, man?
I didn't hang up on you guys. I just got nothing.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the pop issue. I don't think that's going to work because, I don't know. I don't drink pop at all, very much at all.
Believe
and,
me, there's enough people
there's
in the
people
States.
That don't drink pop.
A lot of people in the States.
The companies,
and
two different companies. And
enough people
fighting about
you're saying,
that.
Nixter. I don't drink pop either.
There's enough people in the States to drink pop for the people that don't. I think it was on average like 2 liters a week.
I can stop anytime I want to.
Per person.
What, my wife drinks a lot of pop.
Well, that's who they're marketing to.
Anything like that installed.
Okay, but really, okay, even people that like pop, is there anyone that would really want it coming out of their tap?
No.
You'd have to be pretty
they're
extremist.
Liking it, they're,
I think Jet Wolf would fucking bathe in it if she could.
I think they're likening it to the
McDonald's. Website.
Because before you would think, oh, it's on tap. That's kind of strange.
That feels kind of tingly.
Although
they used to not have it on
Jet
tap.
Wolf, I'm sorry.
It burned.
I don't think it'll work. I mean, you'd have to have an awful lot of stupid people that thought, oh, I'd like to have Coke on tap at home so I can drink it whenever I want.
They're thinking about, I think, $150 U.S.
I'm
to put it on tap in your house.
I'm thinking about... What
in a constant stream or what? Do you have to buy all the other shit to mix it?
Yeah,
stuff?
You do, of course. Yeah, they're not installing like little lines of
a direct line from the
direct
Coke factory.
From Pepsi.
Yeah,
it
hooks into your tap. It's just a really, really cheap consumer version of
you could
the tap.
Bathe in Coke.
You could bathe in Coke.
I wonder what Coke would feel like if you stick your ass in a big tub of Coke.
It would probably
clean
you really well.
It would clean you really well.
I wonder if you'd feel it all tingly in your sphincter. If you fart, would it like cause a whole bunch of bubbles when it says it's carbonated? You know, I'd be like,
it would you always have to
it
bring it too
like
far.
It would look like you're farting
you?
All the time,
that's
so you
my job.
Feel it quite
that's
nicely.
Why I'm here.
No, all right, say what the hell.
What the hell?
No, seriously, like, where do you stop? Have it out of the tap. You can
how far
it.
Is too far, Sean?
You could take it. Well, ask Sapphire. I mean, you sit there, and you can have it. You could have a hot tub full of Coke.
You could. That'd be a lot of syrup.
You can have sex. In a fucking bathtub full of Dr. Pepper.
Dude, I have heard of a place, I can't remember where the hell it was, but there is a business out there where they basically do hot tubs filled with, like, the liquid of your choice. The most common choice, apparently, is beer.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Any particular brand?
No, I suspect if you need to fill a fucking hot tub with it, it's the cheapest swill you
cheap,
can buy.
Cheap.
I'm going to start, I'm going to take cult to the new level,
Budweiser.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to declare myself a god. everyone who follows cult gets to have like one of like I'll have several different heavens. I'll have like several planes of heaven you can
how much
go
do
to.
They pay to get into the next one, Sean?
Well, no, it's just it's all free.
Oh,
it's open source religion.
You know, this is how Ron started.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what you do is there's no money here, right? You just do you want to follow
just
Sean?
Eternal
yeah, I want
to
follow
Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
Fucking A. And then when you die,
you don't have to buy. There's
when
no
you
money
die,
involved.
He
you
dies.
Just have to play.
When
you
dies,
leave
it dies. But what happens is when you die, right, you choose your heaven. And one of them is you're a starfighter pilot, and you just cruise around the galaxy kicking ass.
So
another one is
whose
like,
asses do you kick?
Bad guys.
Are they any good?
They're raiders. They're evil raiders.
But are they
they're evil
are they
Nazi Amway salesmen,
are they? Are they
and they're
skilled?
Taking 642 to the planets outside our
world. Are they skilled?
Worms?
What's that?
Are they skilled?
They are skilled, but not so much as to kick your ass.
Ah. That's
so
good.
It's like...
That's
and
good. I like that.
It's like Diablo or something. It's just enough to... You know.
There's a word for this. You're talking about a high-tech Valhalla.
Yeah, exactly. So there's like high-tech Valhalla, and then we have... Sex Planet, which is like an Alice in Wonderland
and
version.
You could choose any one of these?
The word
oh, yeah.
Where do I sign up?
Absolutely. And if you
but
act
yeah, you
in,
can only have one?
That's like open source religion.
Now, and if you act now, you can have a free trial version of any three heavens upon your death.
Wow.
Splendid.
So wait, try them out like trial periods 2 weeks.
We're talking about like your sex
world.
Is
the fighter pilot one, is it like no sex at all?
Oh, no, absolutely not. We have an entire crew of absolutely deadly porn star mechanics who work in the grease pits. And for and what you do is when you
Ginger
come in from...
Lynn.
Ginger Lynn.
She's
so what you do
old.
Is when you come in from ass-kicking, and don't worry, we have a male version as well. We have the medic...
Why are you looking at me, Sean?
Well, because I don't want to exclude you from this, right? So that you come in and you...
Women
make all,
like women,
you
too.
Make all the kills automatically. Also, the entire thing is filmed by John Woo. So it's slow-mo whenever you get out of your cockpit and the music kicks in. And you're like, and you're like walking across the base. You're like, dung, 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 right? You're all like just moving.
And I'm moving, and I'm killing, and there's a place of a hell.
Every
plan.
Time you come into a combat, it's exactly the same scenario. There's the ship full of, you know, if you're a
Professor,
guy,
can
the
I
ship full of
hat?
Like really heavy porn stars going to the pleasure planet
heavy
who are
porn
under
stars?
Attack. Well, they're high grade porn stars. Okay. These are the really expensive ones.
Professor.
And then what happens is, professors.
He's fantasizing.
And then,
shut up.
What happened?
Shut up, I'm fantasizing.
Next comes the spanking.
The spanking!
Oh,
I need oral sex.
This goes back to
the oral sex.
This is part of medieval valor.
Far too much peril.
And then, far too much peril. Oh, just a little peril.
No, you'll go blind.
So in any case, what were we talking about?
We're going to go to the next story.
What were the other four versions of heaven?
The environmental...
Don't encourage him.
What's that?
Shut up. Go, man. Go. You have the floor.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it's okay to increase the arsenic level in Kentucky.
I say it's okay to increase the arsenic level in Kentucky anyway.
Yep, I'm
all
for it.
They're taking our fucking basketball team. Why not?
It was a 10 parts
what?
Per million.
We're punishing them by giving them more arsenic?
It was a 10. They say 50's okay
True.
Now.
50 parts per
yeah,
million?
Yeah, 5 times as much arsenic.
In what?
Anything.
In their
water.
Drinking water.
So excuse me while I don't eat any more Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah,
because they baited
all of our
using Corey Sluggins' nail down.
It's one of the secret ingredients of those 11 herbs and spices.
Ah, it's Corey's!
It says arsenic does occur in Kentucky, but at levels that are not a health standard.
That's we had to raise the standards.
Had yeah. to raise the standards? Oh, here I am at KFC and it's...
Raid!
I'm sorry. No, time to fucking pull
a Why is a cockroach issue. Serving me a 5-piece meal? Please
Hi
explain
there.
This
I'm
to
I'm Takis Kokala. Would you care for some extra crispy or regular?
The
no,
door.
Actually.
Just the door, please.
No, that's fine. I'll be fucking leaving now. No troubles. Yeah, that's fine. And could I get
oh,
some fries that don't turn to shit the minute the temperature drops below the temperature of the...
Oh, God. This place is a Roach Motel. We can't find our way out.
Oh, my God. Fuck that. I'm going to bip the Roach Motel.
This is a call out. This is from the future. We are the cockroaches. We've taken over. We need help from the hotel.
Quick, to the Batmobile. Bah, bah, pow! What the fuck are you doing? I'm rescuing these cockroaches. What does it look like I'm doing? Is this a trick fucking question? Huh? Don't you come near me, you fucking exterminator type. I know.
Okay.
I work for the masters of the future. You cannot fuck with me. Okay, I'm going to go back to my van now. It's in my contract. I don't have to clean any house that's full of crazy people. It's all good.
See? Clause 17. Crazy. No
See,
crazy
no
people.
No fucking crazy people. Does this say crazy person omitted in my contract? No.
You know,
no
I've
crazy
worked
people.
This job
fuck
for
you.
20 years.
I'm going my ass back to the van. You all can stay out here, do your crazy rescue cockroaches thing. I'll be in the van.
Motherfucker, I worked this
me.
Job for 20 years. Never once have I required my union. Today, all my dues paid for themselves. We're fucking leaving, Jeep.
we're leaving right now. Get Christopher Walken in here to exterminate this site. There's no fucking way I'm going in there.
So you like cockroaches.
Did you see that? What was that called?
Mouse Hunt? Yeah.
God.
When he was in that?
He was in it. And
he played an exterminator.
Oh,
it was just
my God.
I was crying. It was a live action.
That redeems the whole thing.
It was a live action Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah.
I was dying.
Yeah, I've never actually seen Mouse Hunt.
You have to rent it. It's
good.
Well, it's got Nathan Lane
it's
in it.
It's not amazing, but it is funny.
It's good enough for that part.
Yeah,
fast
well,
forward.
For all
well,
of no,
so it's not like it's more
it's
like
not
Conan
like how,
than Soldier.
It's not.
Oh,
it's not how Dak is describing it, but it is funny. You're not going to pee yourself. You don't need a diaper to watch the movie.
Yeah, like, Smokehouse, what the hell? More tangents than a geometry textbook.
Smokehouse, you own.
You
Smokehouse
rock.
Just has, like, all the best taglines. You know, that's a t-shirt right there. Somebody start fucking... I want a t-shirt website. Well, look at this. Sean manipulates the web reality.
Wow,
okay, we need
wow,
the top...
Wow.
Wah, wah. Somebody out there, Nixter's probably already got
make
it made. Made it, I made it. No deal on Nixter racing for
I
fuck you.
It.
They're, like, sending each other viruses and shit to make sure they can be the
slow each
one.
Other down.
Yeah, but we need to have,
computers.
Like, the top quotes from what the hell.
Lady Scarlet, is that a real tattoo or just a... Like a...
Or, no, it's not a real tattoo. She plays one on TV.
What's it say?
It says Made in Canada.
Made in Canada on her foot, on Canadian flag.
Along the top of her foot. You ever tried to have a tattoo on the top of your fucking foot? Lady Scarlet is turned on by pain.
They wouldn't do it on the bottom.
Yeah,
there's a reason for it.
Why did they say no?
Yeah.
What's the reason?
Give her a mic.
Because all your nerve endings are on the bottom.
You need to be closer and louder.
So they're concerned that you'll cry?
Sorry?
They were concerned you'd cry while it was being done?
The amount of pain afterwards.
Yeah.
And?
They won't do it.
You can,
yeah,
well, just
you
warn you,
heal over,
you're
right?
going
you're
to
walking
have
on it,
a
right?
hugely immense amount of pain, more pain than you've ever had in your life. You
I'll
still want it? Okay.
Let's put things into perspective here, Sid.
Like, what?
You could get a tattoo on your dick and it would hurt less.
Yeah.
On
well,
the head
like
of your dick.
Guys out of Max or those who get the aught gauge fucking septum spike going through their fucking cock. That's like, let me get this straight. You're going to shove a piece of steel size of a Bic pen through the head of my penis, and I'm going to pay you $125? Where the fuck does this deal come in? How about this?
How about you videotape it, and I get it for free?
How about I wait
you
till this hardware...
later.
How about I wait till this... What's he saying? T-shirts that suck.com. Yeah, no kidding. No, but I'm serious, man. How about this? How about you get away from me with a Bic pen, I don't stab anybody, and I wait for this high to wear off. That's how that shit works. I leave here, I'm having a hard enough time hitting the toilet seat normally, okay? Fuck that. You put any more holes in it, I'll be a sprinkler system. My wife will leave. It's bad. My friends will be coming over trying to get shit and be like, ah, God, this place smells like piss. You know, you're all, you know, why, you know, beware the single bachelor's pad whose area around the toilet is very clean. You know, there's a reason for that, because they missed and they wiped it up. That's why, yes, it's urine cleansed here on Rant Radio. What's the next fucking story?
This guy
at
wins.
At least they wiped it up.
That's true.
Wins the award or very close to the laziest man in the world.
Oh, I don't know. I've got some good
catch. Bitch!
Spaniards, 154 tons of trash seized. Workers equipped with bulldozers, face masks, and a court order has removed 154 tons of garbage from a man's home.
Okay. Let's put this in perspective.
He's got my ass down.
154 tons of garbage.
I knew if I looked hard enough one day, I would find someone.
No, not even. Dak's ass, I'm in contention. I think Dak's ass weighs more than 154 tons.
Bitch.
So it will be like garbage, but I don't think it is.
The house was so packed with everything from tin cans to car parks that...
car parts. How the fuck do you throw away car parts?
Villaba lived in a tiny compartment in the back and reached it through a tunnel carved out of the garbage.
Okay, I have a question.
Guy,
you guys are missing the point.
I'm a bit of a pack rat, but
I think
shit.
You guys are missing the point. This guy has a house full of garbage and someone...
30 truckloads.
Someone decided that they had the right to tell him he had to get rid of it.
That depends on how
bad
the neighbors.
It smelled,
dude.
It smelled and there was rats. Tons
so?
Of rats.
So
I don't care. It's
rats.
His fucking
it
property.
It, the rats go on other people's
was
property.
Was he a rental or did he own
they weren't his
it's
rats.
His own house.
Fuck him. They
no,
should have taken
there,
it.
There are... There are laws against
it. Well, yeah, sure there's laws against
it.
Yeah.
If it had been
they
me,
could make laws that say you're not allowed to fart in public, too.
I'd be screwed.
You'd be, yeah,
you'd
right. explode.
I'd fucking,
be
just because there's
be
a law, that
I'd
doesn't mean it's right.
350 consecutive life sentences. Bang. Oh, my God. If I was me and I was that fucking crazy to have 154 tons of garbage, if I was the garbage man, I'd show up and say, you got to take this garbage.
You'd have no problem with this guy moving in next
no,
year.
No, no, seriously.
Oh, it would bother me,
no,
but I don't think
I
you should be able to
man.
Tell him what he can and can't do on his property in terms of having stuff. You can't have that stuff. I'm sorry, we, the other people that live, have decided what you can and cannot
even
have.
Even on its extreme health hazard to your children.
You're missing the point.
This washout, no, every time it rains, garbage goes into
I'm
your
the,
house.
If I'm the garbage man, I show up to that site and I'm like, Sir Sean got his new job as garbage man. How's it going? Well, you got to dump out this house. He's got 154 tons of garbage in his house. I'm sorry, could you say that again? He's got 154 tons of garbage in his house. Repeat, 5 minutes later. Are you fucking serious? You got me moving 154 tons of garbage. How did he live? Well, he tunneled through it. Fuck you, I'm not touching it. Why not? Because if this asshole's crazy enough to have 154 tons of garbage in his house, he probably mined it. Fuck you. I'm leaving.
Y'all can get somebody else. Fuck you and this job. I'm taking my Mack truck and I'm running over a Loomis van. Come here, Darcy. I got some good food going in here.
Segue, what's next?
Well, we're saved for a little while still. Court rejects school drug testing.
Oh, no.
Random school drug testing.
That means that all these buildings could be hired in kites while I'm taking art class. I think we should be chipping off the sides of the bricks and doing tests on them.
One of these high schools in Texas said, okay, they didn't have a drug problem in the school, but they decided that any kid who participated in damn near anything was just going to be mandatorily tested for drugs.
So what? So they're tested for drugs. Big fucking deal.
I can't believe that you are saying that.
You are saying that.
You are saying that.
Well,
you want
drugs.
Drug testing.
What are they going to do about it?
Okay,
no,
let's take it one step further.
What are they going to do about it?
Well, no, I don't care. The test. Here, okay, well, let's put it up one step. Someone knocks on your Sean, we're here to take a drug test of you.
Sorry, oh, sure.
You just got a job.
I
got
to get something close.
Right, no, but what they shouldn't be allowed to do it.
No,
it's
I
not a matter of, well, you can always shoot them in the face with a shotgun. They shouldn't be allowed to come to your door and knock on your door and tell you it's
time for drugs. Wow, I've never realized this before, but Drexel's absolutely right. What was I thinking?
I've heard that
it's
before.
It's just a bit of invasion of privacy there.
Oh, absolutely. I merely...
We need to know what kind of drugs...
No, they
I only agreed
rights.
With it to give Drexel a sense of victory. And now he's converted
now
me. No. Suddenly, Drexel, I realize there is no God and my life is totally hopeless.
Ooh.
Let's carry on. It's Sean versus Drexel. Here on What the Hell.
Sean realizes he has no argument and so just gives in.
Yes, of course. It's part of being childish.
So, this next one
you
is...
You know, that corner of the room is going
it
to
worked.
Explode.
No, it worked. There's nothing you can say against that.
Yeah. So, what's the next story? You're so right. I'm
Where's
so wrong.
Civil liberties abuse looks like?
Surveillance cameras running in home.
In nursing homes. Surveillance camera kept a silent watch these days at schools, shops, and offices. Could grandma's bedroom be next at the nursing home?
There's a website.
Ew.
It's here at chipdip.com.
I am going to gouge out my eyes just so I can get to the brain.
There's another
there's
website.
There's a faster way.
Gougeoutdaxeyes.com.
It's for the sons and daughters to watch so that their parents aren't being abused by the nursing home.
Oh, look, they're getting their adult diapers switched right now on camera.
Oh, yeah. Look, look, Nana's getting a sponge bath.
That's all kinds of pain. Excuse me while I stick my drinking box into my colostomy bag.
You
Thank
know,
you very much.
May I mention that, you know, senior citizens do have sex.
Yeah.
You know what the really bad thing
I
is?
I don't think son and daughter really
want to
see that shit.
I'm worried about Rant Radio 2012, okay? Because you know what's going to happen? We're all going to be sitting there and be like, fuck you, Ronan Sarah, you're a piece of shit. I'm not, you cocksucker. Dak will be all, did I tell you about the time I caught the guy fucking the dog only about 250,000 times?
Don't you have any new
That's
ones?
About it. And I swear to God, bitch, if you try to give me that pill another way, I am going to throw this colostomy bag all over your tits. I swear to God, Sean, you went too far. Again, fuck you, I haven't gone that far. Last time I went that far was the year 2015. Did I tell you about that? Yes, Sean, you did. Everybody's heard it. Not everyone, there's two generations never heard that story. We can tell it again. Fuck yeah.
What?
I think I went poo.
Yeah, there's a stain on your shirt. You did.
Oh, God. Damn it. It's just not the same after they stopped the Dr. Pepper flow. Time for my bath.
Fizzle, fizzle,
well,
fizzle.
Time for my Coke bath.
Time for the DP bath. I want to
After
eat
I'm
it.
Done, I can drink it.
Nice thing about being adult.
Let me die.
Thanks to all this osteoporosis, I can go down on myself in the Dr. Pepper hot tub.
It's a shame you can't get it up anymore.
Yeah, at least I could at one point.
Oh, but a
Alrighty. Speak on that note, I'm going to go take a heinous shit and defile Sim's bathroom.
Oh, wonderful. I usually don't read
thank
the
you
leader of the movement.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
I believe the forces of darkness are right.
Why do you have to do that every single time you come here, Sean? Can't you prepare?
Okay, next time I'll shit on your floor.
At least in the parking lot, outside of my home. Okay.
Hey, you know, if he did that, it might free up some of the visitors' parking places. What do you
True. He can mark his territory and save some
I don't
spots.
Understand it. It seems as though the garden's advancing.
The truth is, though.
Slow creep.
if other people are afraid to park there, am I going to? No.
No, I don't think so. And we know the guy, too.
I have no less fear of Sean's shit than anyone else.
You haven't seen what he eats.
I think I have more.
I don't need
fear
to.
Of
I'm
it.
Afraid anyway. That's what I'm saying.
I usually don't read ones from the register because it's usually like tabloid news. But the new Windows software, Windows XP, the one that is going to come after, it has a great feature that it breaks every other kind of media player that you install and also breaks any type of burning software, like CD burning software.
What is
why?
That?
Because they're packaging CD burning software in the new Windows.
And you know,
Winamp doesn't work in the new Windows. Real Player doesn't work in the new Windows.
Oh, so they're making it idiot proof. So it's open.
Use ours.
Why exactly should I buy this again? You know, because we do choose to buy these things. They have this competitor. It's called Linux.
Yes. And if they didn't
you make
lose
it work with anything,
if they didn't lose last time in anti-competitiveness or whatever that was,
this time they'll just use
they'll
it for sheer idiocy and alienation of customers.
Didn't they lose it last time?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they're going to lose again for sure.
Well, why would they? What?
It's like
how could
Microsoft
they be so stupid as to
the next
do that
generation?
Again?
They're
what are we talking
on
about?
Purpose blocking software. Like it's the new Windows is bundling CD burning software in it.
Oh, I
like,
see.
You don't
okay.
have to buy it; it's just built in.
Right.
And so all the CD burning software that people have tried on the new Windows doesn't work. It just doesn't work
it
anymore.
It breaks it.
Also, Winamp doesn't work, and Real Player doesn't work. No kind of audio playing software, because it's built in. Because you don't need it anymore. It's all built in.
Oh, yeah.
Kind
Not
of
only do they have them built in, but
will,
the other one won't
that's
work.
That's okay, because that'll hit the shelves. I'll take the
It'll
CD,
be a big, a hit
throw it up in the air, and the Linux Penguin will soar through the air, find a crack for that in 20 seconds or less, and it will be back in my
no
hand.
No crack. It's broken.
What's
like,
that?
It's not a restriction. Like, they're like breaking it on purpose. So why would Linux...
Why would you buy this in the first place? I'm
is Windows 98 not performing?
Yeah, it's like, I'll have that with a side serving of Microsoft Bob, thank you very much.
Anybody remember that?
Don't you remember Microsoft Bob?
Don't I remember? What are you, stupid? No, I don't remember Microsoft Bob.
It was
Microsoft,
a heinous failure.
Microsoft Bob was Microsoft's attempt at the world's most user-friendly computer system.
Really user
friendly. Oh yeah, it was like you had a little guy. It was like a little talking dog, and it would tell you how to open files.
Your desktop was like a picture of a room.
It was a picture of a room. You know, you clicked.
Click
you
on
know.
Your clock for the time. Click on your little joystick for games.
For some reason, adults shied away from this. They still can't figure out quite why.
But the Sesame Street skin has made it very popular younger generation.
It was a colossal fucking failure.
They put so much effort into it, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they sank an insane amount of money into it.
And it just died the day it hit the shelves.
Aw, everyone weep for Microsoft.
Aw, muffin.
Here is the RIAA's software weapon. And it's quite formidable, actually.
The Shock Horror Probe. Wow, that sounds nasty. Last time I got one of those, I was going through customs.
That's the name of the it's called Media Tracker.
Oh, okay.
And
sounds scary.
It scans FTP sites, web pages, news groups, Napster.
Oh, I see.
Every single type of place that MP3 can be on.
Okay.
It identifies the song, matches it against an artist, and automatically emails your ISP telling you to cease and desist. Or they will bring the wrath
anywhere?
Of the RIA upon you.
So you're not allowed to write their name anywhere?
No.
So there's no more unofficial websites.
They don't listen
websites.
To these because they can't. It'd be too many.
The thing is, though, they can't log into FTP sites if the FTP
anonymous.
Site is...
If yeah. they can, yes. Yeah, so if it has a password, no, they can't get in.
So if,
same as encrypted stuff.
So
they can't
our
get in.
Data havens that Cult's already got set up where there's
so
like
cool.
several 100-gig stashes of music and tunes and stuff and everyone's got private logins, the RIA can't touch it.
No, they can't touch it, but just don't give out the password to
whoever.
Wandering fingers.
Yeah, no kidding. Loose lips sink ships.
Yes, but this is quite a program.
Oh, wow.
It's
and where's that coming from?
The RIAA.
And so they're not allowing unofficial websites?
Very true.
That signal's got to be sent out from somewhere.
And as soon as somebody finds that out, guess what? It's going to be flooded with DOS attacks.
Yes.
Down it goes.
Excuse me while this box, I'm sorry, your box.
Owned.
This box has committed an illegal thought process. I'm sorry, you'll plug that thing into the wall, it will give a little scream and then die.
And guess
I
what?
I don't understand.
They
all
be...
I heard was a, and that was it. Huh?
I think they could be held liable for wasting your bandwidth and scanning your ports.
I think they should be more concerned about people just nuking their boxes.
Isn't that illegal?
Yes, it is.
That's hacking.
Search out. Yeah, it's not.
Oh my!
They're hackers.
Oh my God! Get me a copy of the software.
Well,
can you imagine?
Media Tracker.
Yeah, Media Tracker. Okay, hang on. What does it do, James? What does it do?
It does exactly what Napster does.
It does exactly what Napster does, right?
And but sorts them in.
No, it's like Uber port scanner.
It is.
It's
it searches out every MP3 on the
scanner.
Internet.
So let's just take that.
I thought you weren't allowed to
distribute it.
In other words, the RIAA is distributing a hacking tool?
Oh,
it is.
Huge.
Yes.
I mean, right now I'm sure there's a couple of deckers sitting there with a bowl full of ramen going,
I could probably really fuck with this thing.
That's exactly what they're doing. They got their fucking
God.
Coke on their Captain Crunch, and they're going, I can work that shit.
It's just like, here, kids, it's like, you're taking our music.
Excuse me
while
I plug this into your network, Jack. Oh, this is all the files you currently have.
By the way, you made
Holy
a joke about that.
Tool. Yeah. Now release that, please.
It doesn't really hack.
Honey,
it's all
bring out the Reese's Pieces. It's going to be a long night.
Yeah, it's talking, I'd like an Uber port scanner. I'd like the ultimate port scanner that ever was. That emails me when it finds a password. I'll just have my computer hack autonomously.
Well, if it's good enough for the RIAA.
Well, it's good enough for the RIAA. Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be a block probe for it, like some kind of bad ice that'll counteract that shit.
How to fuck with people. This little box will destroy communications in any area. Cell phone jammers defy law. You can buy this for $150, put it in an innocuous place, and...
What's the range?
The range, if I can find it. Yeah, 30 meters.
Oh! Radius?
Yeah, 30-meter radius.
A 100-foot radius.
Oh, that's great. Okay, and
that's
then what?
Pretty good. And it completely disables... What was that? Completely disables all cell phone communications and is available for the public. You can buy these. And you can't find them. Because apparently how this came about is some guy's phone was completely messing up. And for a month in this one area, nobody could make phone calls till they found that this guy's cell phone and told him to turn it off. And
Holy
they had to do it. They had to narrow it down one by one.
Stock market much? Wall Street
just
much?
Just walk into Wall Street, throw it under a desk. They won't find it for
in
a week.
In an ammo can, and it is fucking good to go.
They'd have to take it outside and blow it up.
Not in an ammo can. That would...
Put it in an empty Starbucks cup. Nobody will ever fucking find it.
I am almost certain that you could probably...
No, someone will pick up the Starbucks cup, shake it,
did
to
you
see
just
if there's
post
anything
that? Did you just post that in the IRC?
Yep.
Okay, I want that on the cult site now.
Stick them in...
Was that from the cult site? Where did you get that?
I just get it from all
Okay, somebody post that to the cult site.
Probably Fark.com.
You know, it shouldn't be that hard.
I want that on the cult site before I get home.
It shouldn't be that hard to figure out the way the building works, like where the metal in the building is, and actually put them in the right places. It actually bounces off the framework of the building to expand the range.
Get maximum coverage area.
Oh, I'm sure a little bit of fucking radio knowledge and an amp would do wonders with that fucking thing.
Oh. And then camouflage them around the building so that they're not stuff that would normally be gotten rid of.
Put a magnet on the back of them, make it look like a thermostat control.
Oh, yeah. Wall clock. Where does it end? You know, where do you...
There's this button that says push to walk.
You know,
those buttons don't work anyways.
It kills 800 megahertz, 900, 1.8, and 1.9 gigahertz.
Oh.
All of them.
So cordless phones don't work.
Nothing
works.
Nothing works.
That's
It's
nice.
All fuck sword.
Oh.
Nice.
That's... Wait a second. What does cop radio work at?
A lot lower than that.
Just retune it, huh?
Oh, no, because they all have cell phones as a failsafe.
Yeah.
Fuck, I want one just to take with me to the movies now.
Damn straight.
Oh, yeah.
A portable one.
Restaurant?
Everywhere you go.
That thing's got a battery pack, man, and I got more than enough people who can build a conversion.
It's a portable Cell phone jammer. Tell
we'll
you want to
we'll
use your cell phone.
I
guarantee
megaphone.
A nice, quiet, romantic dinner tonight.
Yes.
Everyone's come on, like, well, come on, phone.
I
don't want to be here.
I have a question. Do you guys really get that disturbed by cell phones? People constantly pissing
off
with their cell phones.
Like, I don't mind
at
if
a movie. Fuck yeah.
At a movie? Oh,
at
yeah.
a movie, sure. But I don't ever get. I don't ever hear anybody's phone ringing at a movie.
Well,
I'm
on the bus and the train all the time.
Never happens when I'm there.
If I have to hear one more person screaming,
it's not the phone itself. It's the person talking out, because when people are on cell phones for some reason,
yell.
They feel compelled to. Yeah, they feel compelled to.
You
talk
being louder does not make you hear them better.
Three to talk three times as loud as they would to anybody who is actually in
you
the room.
You guys should
with
just
them.
Not go to those places. I've never experienced that, or not to the degree where I've noticed it.
And then there's the
people
that
don't
are
normally yell
off.
On cell phones when I hear them.
You know,
oh, great, no problem. Don't buy any stuff. We'll jam everything for you.
No. I think it's a great. I think it's really cool. But I don't have this, you know, vicious hard on against. People on cell phones.
No,
the only thing
the
that people on cell phones do that bugs me is a certain number of people that make left turns or right turns from not the left or right lane. Because they're on the cell phone.
That too, in a car.
Now,
they
no,
piss you off, turn it on,
just
in your
that.
Car, they're like,
just
nobody
that.
Around
my
you.
Phone.
Holy shit. Are,
in the car.
Oh my God.
Plug it into your lighter.
Morons.
Put it in. Just put it in your glove compartment. All of a sudden, nobody around
you. I'm
getting
one of these.
You're going to have people
yes.
on their cell phones.
I'm putting this in,
and they
in
put,
shovel one.
They
shovel one
away.
Is going to have the heart device.
You would
device.
See it. You would see it around you. The people around you would just start. You talk on their phones, and all of a sudden, they get this funny look on their face. They look at their phones, they shake them a little bit, and then they just put them down.
Yeah. And the ones that
perfect.
Really annoy you, you follow them.
And it's safe now.
You
actually,
survive.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
impressed.
No, here's what you do. You have it hooked up, so you've got your automatic, right? Because like shovel one's an automatic.
Yep.
So I'll have it up on a foot pedal switch. I'll drive up behind the stupid bitch who I've been sitting behind the whole time, and I'll get her attention. She's talking on the phone, and I'll go, pop, like that. And I'll point my finger at her, make a little bang sign. At the same moment, I hit my foot on the button, and her cell phone goes dead.
How afraid would you be?
And she'd be like, huh, what just happened? I'll go, I'm not the devil, bitch,
that is
but I know
awesome.
I'm.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be like, I am Technomage. Be like, fucking Zoom. No phone call.
I would,
you,
I swear to God, I would carry one of those around me, because if I have to hear, now, this is going to sound racist, and I don't mean it that way, but.
Everything out of your mouth.
Big disclaimer.
Okay. No, these, it's
I'm
like,
not a racial bag of shit.
But
I play one on
from
radio.
People from like Hong Kong are the loudest people in the world when they speak.
That's their nature, yes.
Yeah, no, that's very
that's
true.
Cultural.
Chinese culture is extremely loud.
Sean and I know it very well.
So
oh, yeah.
I'm like, honestly.
Time for dinner.
I'm on the SkyTrain. I have an Oriental person standing next to me. His phone rings. And it's not just a regular ring. It has to be a piece of music, you know, right? Like all three choruses, you know. Pulls it out, and then it's like, hello! You know, and it's,
China Mina! Bono Chima! Yo, Didi Mao, motherfucker, stop yelling
blood
right now.
Coming out of my ear and eye from just being next to this guy. I've got like a blast injury from this guy talking.
Lung expansion injuries from his Aries exhaling. It's just all fucking bad.
I swear I would live
I'm
with
still
one
buying
of those.
One of those before they ban them, because they'll be banned inside of fucking 2 months.
Yeah.
Right now. Is it, and there, and there's
I,
a,
I was talking
there's
to my friend on the cell phone.
I don't know about that. They're planning to
like,
they're planning to allow cell phone jamming anyways. They're working on allowing it.
There's an online website. You order, credit card, done, shipped to you within a week.
Must get one of these.
Oh, yeah,
the guy who did the article.
Do you come
one,
with a battery pack, or do you have to plug
it's
in?
It's an AC, but you can get an adapter for your car. 110 volts
convenient.
Adapter for your car.
I want
how
one that
doesn't come with an adapter for your car.
I swear I'll carry around.
$150 US.
Oh, God, that's expensive. That's like
$200. Cheap for what it does.
Yes, he's right.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, how much are you willing to pay for additional
for
car
coolness?
Safety?
I know.
That is car safety.
John, let's talk to Travis. Let's see if the Psy mechanic can build this one.
Oh, I'm sure it could be possible. That's pretty fucking hard.
But, yeah, without wood
I'll just wait for the cheap. I'll just wait for the cheap-ass knockoffs to hit the market. You want
the
cell phone? You can
version.
Have one for $20. Fucking buy now. Buy early. Buy often.
Press the mouse.
Hit the button. So
move the mouse. There we go. Somebody has something to say about it.
What?
The phone's been ringing 24 hours a day, man.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Prophet Nixter.
Yo, Nixter, what's up?
Hey, it goes back to the whole thing about the garbage in the house. You know, the jamming thing. You can't tell him to take the garbage out, but you can jam his cell phone when he's driving.
That's
no,
right.
There's a difference. See, in one case, it bugs me if the government says, we're going to jam your cell phone when you're here, there, or everywhere. But it doesn't. But this is just, you know, the same thing as punching someone in the head because they gave you the finger.
Oh, yeah.
The government shouldn't be able to punch you in the head for giving them the finger, but you
know, a private citizen's allowed to punch somebody in the head.
You know, shit happens at the
real. It goes back to the whole thing of whether or not it's an emergency or the abuse of a cell phone. Like,
oh no, you don't understand.
If there's a smile on their face, jam them.
Next,
I don't think it's emergency.
Mister, you're missing.
Finally, I got through to the cops, and they're gonna say,
"I'm so happy."
You're missing the point, Nixter. It's not that I want to be right, considering, you know, making sure that everyone's treated fairly. It's I'm right and they don't matter because I don't care because I'm a bad man.
It comes down to the you and me, Maxim. I'm me and you're just you.
So it's why do I fuck with other people?
I'm right in my head and you're wrong.
Why am I jamming your cell phone? Because I can, motherfucker.
I have the know-how and you
you're the fucking man and you can judge.
Yeah, that's right. That's the plan.
That's the
you're
that I'd block other people's.
They need a cell phone anti-jammer. They're behind the times.
Hey.
Too bad.
And also, Sean, how many times have I fucking told you about the T-shirt shit?
What? Oh, yeah. I'm not sending you any T-shirts.
No. I'm talking about making T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Have you done it yet?
I told you like fucking 40 times and shit.
Yeah, so have you done it yet?
What? I'm working on it right now, actually. I already got a layout and stuff, and I already got a T-shirt.
When you come up with it,
and shit.
When you come up with it, it's a bad idea. When Sean comes up with it, it's a good idea. Everyone has to do it. You got that
you
straight?
You just need to repeat it a few times.
Then he'll
realize
it,
and it'll
strategy.
Be his idea.
And also, he comes up with it.
No,
that said it before him.
Okay, next you came up with this idea for making cheaper cult shirts, I said fucking do it.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to get a cult shirt, anyone wants a cheap cult shirt, talk to Nixter. There
like
you go. You just got your fucking inspiration.
Like you can prevent it either. Right?
All
right,
man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Oh, you're going to sue him for copyright infringement, right?
Oh, yeah. That'll be me. Absolutely.
Hi, you're on Ren Radio. Who is this?
This is Decker Roto.
You have something relevant to say?
Yeah. Let's talk about the cell phones. Which would you rather have? Somebody on the road, in a cell phone, you get into an accident with them, and be really glad they've got a cell phone so they can call 911, or jam their cell phone and not get into an accident in the first place?
Yes.
I'm
so glad you have a cell phone.
If it was that simple and that was the only choice, it would be obvious, but it's not.
However, yeah. If some other asshole had jammed my cell phone because he was driving behind me, I, of course, would have every right to get out of the car and beat the shit out of him.
Of course.
That's understood.
Yeah, if you
by the way,
it's the whole I'm me and you're just you thing.
I don't drive, so fuck, this whole question doesn't mean anything to me.
Think of this guy training a battery pack on this thing.
Not only,
I'm going to be carrying it. Yeah.
Not only that, this just helps us a little bit closer to that post-apocalyptic industrial cyber future we're all rooting for.
Everyone jamming everything.
You bet, man. William Gibson, it's all coming true, bitch.
Here's a question. Does it make that little weird noise and speak? Speakers and stuff.
Oh,
I'd rather have
a
cell phone broadcaster so that they can be on.
They hear you.
So that they can hear like my rants. People could run around having my rants hardwired, and it'll be in the middle of the phone conversation. It's Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
And the other side can hear
that
too.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Excellent. Wow, relevant phone call.
This is an amazing show. We should write it down. Let's keep the momentum
Mark
going.
Mark this on your calendar.
What is the next story?
Sim. One before you get into it. Just to make a note,
yes,
we'll accept your phone. You feel free to call at any time.
As long as it's relevant.
If we see the light flashing, these are the things that will get you on air. If we first see the light flashing, that's the first
one. That's a good thing, yes.
Second is, if you convince me, you have to sell yourself. Convince me you're good enough for us to talk to you.
That's a new law.
There we go. How about that?
And that's good enough.
Yep.
Oh, God,
to make it relevant to what we're talking about.
Too.
Hey, wasn't that
something.
A white shirt at one time?
It was one time, but there's been much flair.
Fire and Rant Radio, who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie about the cell phone jammer.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I got this great idea. And,
you sound really good, Lieutenant Major.
You sound really good.
Okay, shut up. Let me speak. Go ahead.
All right, we have the Sprint, and it has a tower, and it sends signals out for cell phones, beepers, anything. If I get that phone jammer thing, set it right next to it in the way, about 30 meters, and let it sit there. If I jam every single cell phone, that will probably be, you know, whoever accesses that tower.
I think there's too many
or
probably
leave them,
in that.
Leave them under bridges as people pass by in their cars.
You're missing the point.
Okay,
the repeater towers. The cellular repeater tower.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Would that, like, work?
Just came on in Finn's head. Oh. And put those repeater jammers on the towers.
You know how visible and easy to find those are? They're really high up.
Okay, that's what we do. We get
Good job, zombie.
To put them all there on time release, and when they come to bust me, I'll say, they go, what power does Tull have? You want to know the power? Nobody can talk. And everyone will go, holy shit, my phone doesn't work. And they'll be so fucking terrified, they'll shoot me
on the spot. Turn it off, Sean. Please,
turn it off.
Just turn it off.
I'm afraid your phones will be quite operational the minute I leave prison.
Wow.
Say what the hell, zombie.
Zombie, that's fucking brilliant.
That
I'm
is
like,
brilliant.
I'm, like, amazed that he came up with that.
I'm not. I have faith in
it. If it does actually work in that respect, it might just jam the actual cell phones and not the broadcast of it, but it might.
Well,
I don't know. Does anybody out there know anything about that?
It's probably not powerful enough to override the cell phone repeating
power.
They're
pretty powerful, but you never know.
I'm sure if you put five or six of them around there, you could probably fuck with that signal pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should
but
be,
they're
it should
everywhere,
be,
though.
It should
I
don't
be pretty
think so.
Easy.
I don't think it would work.
No, wait a second. No, it should be easy enough to override the signal, to just flood it out.
No, but, this is how it works. If you have a signal and I have a signal, and your signal is 3,000 watts and my signal is 18,000 watts, well, my signal's going to win
because it's
higher. And since this is a cell phone tower that's plugged into, like, you know, BC Hydro directly, and you have this little jammer, it's probably not going to do squat.
No, a little jammer, but what I'm wondering is, couldn't you basically just disrupt the frequency?
You basically could.
Basically.
Sorry.
Basically.
I'm sorry.
All right.
That's okay.
Marilyn Manson's in the news again.
High Court okay school ban of Manson T-shirt.
What?
The Supreme Court upheld Monday the right of an Ohio high school to ban students from wearing Marilyn Manson T-shirts to class.
Because you know they didn't have enough fun at Kent State. They just got to keep that roll rolling.
Got to keep it going. This guy that made this happen was great. He wore a Manson T-shirt to school. They said, you can't wear that T-shirt. The next day, he came with another Manson T-shirt. An entirely different Manson T-shirt. Repeat process for 2 weeks.
And he had different Marilyn Manson T-shirts every day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Marilyn's got to give that guy a call on principle alone.
Yeah, you got to count that one.
The one that he, one of
the
he wore.
You know what he should
wore.
Do? He should come to school. Manson should show up and go to school with the kid on the third day.
Yeah.
Go there with Marilyn Manson.
Manson should wear his own T-shirts. Perfect. I can't wear my own T-shirts.
No. Shouldn't wear the T-shirt. Just show up with Marilyn Manson.
Just show up
no,
with Marilyn
he should
Manson.
Wear a T-shirt. With a kid's face on it. Ban me!
Sit next to him in class. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would.
What did you bring for show and tell?
That'd be awesome.
Beautiful people. The beautiful people.
That'd be so awesome, man. Holy fuck. I wish I could be like someone who... I hope they start banning my stuff. And I could like become like an icon and I could drive around and be like this naughty god. This naughty vampire god.
I'm going to hurt you if you say that line one more time.
What, naughty god?
Naughty god.
Naughty god. Naughty god. Basically.
Naughty God.
Naughty God.
Ronan Microcube. You're dumb. That's all I have to say about your ignorant statement. Fuck face.
You're afraid of our otters?
What? All your Drexel
all
are
all your
otter
are okay. Belong to us.
Okay, so, for the last news story of the day.
No, it's not that Canada is the 51st state. It's just that the United States is the 11th province.
That's right.
Wow.
Bitch.
How
does that
Cayman's
work?
Not connected to the real world. Yes, in fact, it's true.
That's
we
the
are
Daily Double,
fact.
Actually.
No, but honestly, like you hear Americans saying, you know, Canada is the 51st state.
We are.
We follow everything.
Only you don't know that. You can shake your head all you want. It's the fucking truth. They could have this country like that. Ding!
It's about as annoying is having people think, oh, well, Canada's just like the States, you know, in
pretty much
isn't. No, it pretty much isn't.
Well, how many times do we not
like
follow
saying,
their rules after they reinstate?
How different
do.
Is New York from Kentucky? And that's in one country. So how can you say Canada's like
Cuba?
The States?
What?
The United States isn't like some one thing that you can say Canada's like it anyway. Because what you can just go to the States and look at the different states. They're different. Very different.
Okay, that's true. That's okay.
And so Canada
and
is definitely
with,
not
yes,
like
trade
the
with
States.
Cuba,
we're completely
but they
different.
Yeah, and we trade with Cuba and that's about it. But other than that, I mean, you know, it's not like our media is completely dominated by everything American. It's not like
not at all.
No,
not like we have
every, dude,
read
every
our
English,
music.
Not like we have to make
every,
laws to protect ourselves.
Every fucking English speaking country.
Not true. Britain is totally different.
Britain and in the UK, they have a completely different set of standards as well as government. Your argument does not work.
But the U.S.
You're saying
invades
them, too. You're
culturally,
in terms of, oh,
culturally the British culture is amazingly different from us. Amazingly.
But the U.S. invades
but they,
it, though.
They, yeah, exactly.
Oh, they try to. They
music,
also try
TV
to invade
shows,
Tokyo.
Everything.
But that's the point. They're invading. Here, they already own it. Very
yeah.
sorry. That's the reality, kids. Please eat your cookies on the way out.
Yeah, it's, you're oversimplifying it.
The only reason why we even still got a country is because they decided to let us keep it.
No, they tried to take it, and we kicked their asses.
Yeah, that
twice.
Was...
1812.
Yeah, 1812.
And yes.
We're still arguing who won that war, frankly.
Yeah, except for the fact
that
they
no.
could put the entire
no.
population of Canada in jail.
They have enough room.
They have enough jail space. We can make
it
clear.
No.
Actually,
the United States has 1% of the population in jail, not 10%.
Yes.
We're 10% of the United States population.
I can put a good portion.
Yeah, the United actually there was a.
We've determined Canadians are more dangerous than our criminals.
There's actually a statistic. The United States last year imprisoned less people than it had since 1971. It was the first time since 1971 that the statistic
wow.
has actually dropped. On the
good
United
on them.
People. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But now we got George Bush in charge.
Now we're back, and you know, well, actually, I'm
what
pretty sure that's because they killed.
Maybe it's because they killed a few off.
I'm pretty sure with George Bush in office, we'll have less people in prisons every day.
King George II says, "Off with their head."
Okay. Yep. And the last one of the day is not really a news story, more something of interest. I would like.
Oh yeah,
myself
baby.
And Lieutenant Major Zombie and anybody else that you think that would be good to
I'll
take
do it.
It's well, you've already done it, but you can do it again. They have the online version of the Scientology test for personality test. Sean has
yeah.
done it before, and they said
I
he wasn't outspoken enough.
Yeah, they told me that I wasn't outspoken enough.
The Scientologists have an online test. I want to take that.
There
oh,
you
yeah.
go.
Well, first
oh,
you
yeah.
got to get on the net.
You got to get on the net. Go to somebody's house. Take it.
You can't just be a poser letter
so
anymore.
Do they meanwhile ask for, like, your name, your address, your
fake,
email?
Give
your,
it fake.
Oh,
and
baby,
set up a
no, here's my name and address. Here's my phone number. Come to my house. Come on in.
Send me brochures.
Stand on the tarpaulin, if you please.
We want you on Rant Radio.
Please stand
come
on the
show.
Throw rug. Yes.
We'll have Convert a Sean. It'll be a segment. We'll have different religious
Convert
groups coming in and try to save me.
That'll
be awesome.
That's a great thing.
That will be. That will be
that'd be
Sean.
Funny.
We'll call up the
Convert
JW. Hey, you want to come down and convert Sean?
You can be broadcast on the airwaves to many, many people.
And if your God is really strong, I'll fold. And if
your God's
can...
stronger than my God,
John,
that's all good. You can
John,
God
you're,
to beat
you're
up your
biblical
God.
Test of faith is what you are.
Yes, I am, though. I am
not
a rock.
Since Job has anyone had such a test.
Yes, it's true. I am
yeah,
the rock.
Yeah.
Yes. Zombie, I want you to take the test, yes. Just to see what they say about
and
you.
And Zombie, if for whatever reason you fail your saving throw and become a Scientologist, we'll kill you.
No, it's a kindness. No, really, that's not meant as a threat. It's a kindness.
No, yeah. Anybody who wants background on the Scientology thing, Sim, if you want to put this website in the IRC, because they should have a solid background. If they don't know about what Scientology is, clambake.com. So
that is
yeah.
a great. I have actually read that.
Yeah, it's
yes.
really good.
Yeah, clambake.com is like, wow, here's what Scientology is. Here's Scientology, the Sean way, kids, in case anyone wants to ask you about what it is. Scientology works like this. If you first, in order to do this, it's good to have some background. So go see Flash Gordon. Okay, after you see Flash Gordon, here's how it works.
What is
remember
Flash Gordon
Ming,
have
remember
to do
Ming
with
the Merciless?
Oh, remember Ming the Merciless?
I didn't see the...
That's basically Satan. Okay, here's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Years ago, we were all beings of energy, and everything was slick. But along came this dude named Xenu, who was a lot like me, only slightly different. He had a Star Cruiser, which I would like to get my hands on, and he decided he was going to fuck with humanity with these things called Thetans. And these Thetans are invisible little gremlins, kind of like looks like the things from Ghost that take you when you're bad. And they plague you and make you sick and all this kind of jazz. And when you're born, you're automatically plagued with all these Thetans. Now, what you do is, what am I to do? I've got all these Thetans in my system. Well, you take these
those
special you take these special courses, which
only cost you so much,
which are called audits. And these audit out the Thetans. Now, the thing
and
is,
your
though,
bank account.
And the thing is, though...
Still don't understand the relation between paying somebody and getting rid of
no,
things.
Because you have to pay for the course. And then the course allows you to
become
filter
clear.
Out these Thetans. Now, the thing is that these courses have been gone over by people with, like, doctorates and PhDs and shit like that in psychology and psychomedicine and shit like that. And they're like, wow, if you follow these courses and actually try to enforce these beliefs upon yourself, you will turn yourself into a wicked schizophrenic in no time at all. This will,
isn't
like,
that
each
what
course
every religion
you,
do to you?
Each course, no. The core belief
make
of Christianity,
and
the core, this is why I cannot hate Christians.
Dear God.
No. They actually want to help you. They're not malicious fucks. They're not sitting there going, they really believe that you're going to go to hell, and the reason why they want to help you is to prevent you from pain. So at the core of their nature, they really do want to help you. They're misguided, whatever, but they really do want to help you. Even though they're misguided, their intent is there. The Scientologists know it's bullshit, and they're just fucking people's heads. And people have died. There are retreat camps that people go to, and they fucking perish. People have found as corpses. They own one of the largest ships in the world, where they go out into international waters and do all.
What's it called? The Sea Society?
Yeah,
you know,
whatever it is. But
the
they do all kinds of
no,
sick
not the
heinous,
Sea Shepherds.
They do all sorts of heinous shit on these ships, and people die, whole families, their children? No, not sacred. Any other religion on the planet, pagans, even the fucking Satanists review children as sacred beings. Okay, for whatever reason. Scientologists, not so.
Children don't have money.
No, not only that. They're plagued by Thetans. They're nothing more than little Thetans, and they're totally useless until they're of age when they can start taking these courses. These people are the scum of the fucking Earth. And you know who's the only people who can strike back at them? That's why Battlefield Earth was so poo-pooed. Okay, it was terrible, but you know what? There are worse films. Why did everybody rip the shit out of it? Because
Scientology.
Actually,
there's only one way.
There are not worse films than Battlefield Earth.
Okay, but in all honesty, you sit there and you look at it, okay, that's the only way they could strike back. The only way the word can be spread about Scientology and the evil that is Scientology, that is causing people to be corrupted, cause people to lose faith in themselves, cause people to lose faith in fucking everything. They are the scum of the fucking religious world. Okay, they are fucking dog shit, man. Oh my God. I'm not gifted verbally to convey to you how much I hate these guys.
Bad.
Okay. I mean, I'm considering whether or not I think of them worse than I think of pedophiles. That's how bad they are. Okay, I fucking hate Scientology.
The only difference between them on the scale of evil is pedophiles are not organized.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, seriously. And these guys are out there, and they are just fucking attacking young people, people who are weak. These are the victimization society. These are fucking brutal assholes. And you know what? And if anybody speaks out, they just sick their high-priced lawyers on them, and man, that they got a monkey fuck truck load.
Oh, I know. It's fucking like, if you have any type of print media or thing, and you, like, badmouth a Scientologist, they will fall on you from space.
Oh, yeah, and quite so, because you know why? Because they believe we all work
for
Xenu.
That's where the Star Cruiser is.
They'll actually say that. They'll actually say that you work for Xenu, and I'll be like, asshole, if I knew anybody who had a Star Cruiser, I'd be taking them out. The minute a Star Cruiser comes into way, I'm outside of my house. I got a 12-gauge. I'm inside Shovel 1, and I'm heading for the horizon, jamming every cell phone as I drive. Fuck all y'all. Nobody's making the call. I'm in charge here. Nobody has to die.
You better bring me.
I only want the Star Cruiser. You bet. It'll be the world's greatest Sabbath. Cult members unite. Everybody on board. I got my crew. Bring your schizophrenic, a whole lot of you. Bring your laptops. It's all wireless. We're going up. We'll be the world's first intergalactic terrorists. Fuck you. We'll be wanted on this planet. We'll go find another one. That's how that happens. It's just another blue ball.
Gloom Bunny, a couple weeks ago, sent me an email.
Not more tits!
Nope. Describing one of the craziest people she's ever met.
Oh, that's
and we know
Texas.
How crazy Gloom Bunny is.
Yes, so.
And she suggested that we call him up.
Okay, why don't we do that?
Okay.
Is he expecting our call, I wonder?
No, I don't think so, but I think he's so crazy that it doesn't really matter.
I'm frightened.
Okay, and his name is Wiener O' Nobody.
That's his actual fucking name?
That's what she says.
Give me the goddamn phone.
Blend it.
Okay, give me the fucking phone.
You want to get him on the.
Oh, nobody.
We just dialed there.
Rant,
everyone, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, I'll talk to him. And we'll keep it down, okay, boys? I don't want to piss this guy off. We're not pulling up to harass people. We're pulling up to get if you don't mind, please.
494.
What's his last name?
0709. He lives in Palo Alto, Colorado.
Did you just broadcast
Wiener,
this fucking phone?
They can decode the Wiener Oh Nobody.
Bet she's not home. Five ringy dingies.
Hello,
and phone number, and we will try to get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Hi there, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm calling from Rant Radio. It's an internet radio station, and we were referred to you by one of our listeners, and we wanted to get back to you on probably next Sunday night. If you want to be home at about, let's see, it's whatever time it is on your answering machine. Hopefully it'll tell you what time it is there now, but we'll be calling you then and hopefully get some of your views on the air. Talk to you later.
Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Hellion.
Hi, Hellion. What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm going to have to apologize for being a little bit off subject, but on the
what
cell
subject?
Phone deal.
On the which?
On the cell phones.
Oh, here we go. Everyone's pissed about the cell phone thing.
All right. No, what's going on here is you don't actually have to block the repeaters themselves.
Oh, okay.
You only have to overpower the incoming signal from a cell phone.
He's right. Yes, good point.
Yeah, very good point.
All right,
point.
In which case, if they cannot dial out, the repeaters can't repeat. All you have to do is override the cell phone's power, and it's all cool.
Right.
Right.
So it wouldn't be the sending tower. It would be the receiving
power. Well,
the
that's
sending,
all those repeaters
receiving
are.
Power.
Yeah. All those repeaters
they're
are.
All in one.
Yeah. So that would fuck it. That
He's
would,
right.
That would completely fuck it, man.
They're those horizontal things up on the power poles, and they face each direction. There's about six of them.
Yeah, and if you ever played around with amateur radio at all, you know the best way to overpower somebody is to get higher than them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Get higher how?
The best linear is a mountain.
So just go up a foot or two
so
higher than those?
Climb up the tower, put it in the middle of all four antennas, and it'll broadcast out past them.
Yep, and when they go to dial, it'll kill it.
Excellent.
Nice.
Somebody get me a hot air balloon.
Oh, my God, that's really brutal.
Here we are, live on the air, figuring out how
all right,
to,
kid, say what the
how
hell.
To destroy
what
the North American cell phone system.
Good one. This is
good
kinda,
one.
What's that?
Good one.
This is kind of reaffirming my whole faith in the whole cult thing, just the thought of it. I'm going to go back home and read Snow Crash again and get back into the
cycle. Pour a hot bath.
Have a hot bath. And
filled with Dr. Pepper.
You bet.
I'm hot
you
Dr.
bet,
Pepper.
Man. And just feel my bunghole tingle. And it'll just be awesome.
And watch
be
it
awesome.
Fizz and little clumps come up and dissolve. That's
just,
really attractive.
Oh, yeah, it's all good.
What are you doing in there?
Nothing.
Bubble, bubble, bubble.
Glub, glub, glub. You know. Wow, that's really cool, you know, that we could do that. And you know what? You know what? I need some help. I think I'd like to get a little bit more Decker. SK, TFM, needs to have some skills. Because you know what? I have none. I have the verbal skill. I have a big fucking mouth.
You've got to read.
No,
read
I don't,
and do. Mostly
I
do.
I don't think, you do have to read. I think you just need
be a
to
Decker.
Do.
You have to sit in front of your computer for a very, very long time.
Well, I think what I need
and
to
do
stuff.
And
I
do and do.
I'm trying to, you know, I tried that this week. I tried to figure out, this is Sean's life here on What the Hell. I tried to figure out how to use a port scanner.
Yes.
And I had a couple, but okay, so when you find an open port, then what? What do you do then?
Then you got to find out what the hell's on that port. Say it's port 21.
Right.
That's
well,
usually,
when you find an open port, you have to feel how you feel about the person.
That's usually an FTP port.
Right, yeah, okay.
And it's either anonymous or password protected.
Right.
If it's
anonymous,
but
how do you log
you
in? How's that process? You log into port whatever, and then
you have to find out what's on that port. You just communicate with that port. You open a telnet session.
Ah, see, I don't know anything about that. See, that's my problem.
You just got to do and do and do and do.
And just fuck with it.
Yep. And
okay,
usually,
it's
usually,
like Mountain Dew.
You can telnet, what you do is you telnet into any port. You send it crap commands, whatever, blah, 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 and it responds with something. And from that response, you can determine what kind of thing is on the other end, whether it's a mail server, FTP server, web server. And then you find out if there's any exploits for that web server, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Go
really?
From there.
Yep.
Narrowing it down to what it is.
I think I should be able to figure this out. I mean, because I do have some experience doing some networking. I know all about how DNS and some
got the basics.
With TCP/IP and stuff. I mean, you know, so it's all right. Oh, there's Sim flexing some high and mighty muscle there. Look at him, he's thinking he's the shit.
Anybody have any other crazy
so
people
clever.
We can phone? I think who brought up the last crazy person?
Sean, read my files on selfinflictedinsomnia.org.
Maybe he has some hacking
okay.
instructional.
Okay, Cheeto, you can just ICQ me that fucking URL at my work, if you please. And that would be very cool. But I'm also thinking about I might have a line on a laptop. I want to get an old shitty Pentium 100 laptop that I may have a line on.
Yeah?
That I'm probably, if I do that, because you should never, ever, ever, ever. All I do know about hacking, I don't know much about hacking, but I know lots about security. Mm-hmm. Because I know how to run and how to do basic electronic warfare and shit. So there's that whole side of it. You know what else you could do, too? Shit. You could, because there's a lot of cell phone modems, eh?
Yes.
So I bet you if you could fuck out cell phone modems, you could really lock some people
down. Same
thing.
It's a cell phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can really fuck with people in a office type environment.
Or whatever, and find out what wireless networks are using. But people using wireless networks, because wireless networks is a big thing now. D-Link has a really cheap wireless network solution. Linksys has a cheap wireless solution.
There's lots of
ones coming
up.
Is this like the Dune thing, you know?
Dune?
One who can destroy a thing
controls
a thing.
You bet. You bet.
Oh, definitely.
You bet.
We're going to go to Tales from Loser Cruiser.
All aboard!
You hear me now? We'll see you next week.
Hello. Now I have to explain how I got my butt tromped. I got slapped twice.
How could you let us down, Dad?
I know, and I did not respond because I set myself up. Friday, I am going to work like I always fucking do. And I'm get off the SkyTrain, and I don't know now to describe it to anyone who doesn't know what our LRT is like. Yeah, it's true. Exactly. It's not rapid. But it is elevated, and the stairs are huge. I mean, we're talking, it's got to be what? It's a couple stories climb. And so you have, I get on there, and there's no one else on the staircases going down, except for about halfway down, there is this little girl who is so small.
You got beat up by a little girl.
She is having to raise her arms to hold on to the handrail. So she can't. She's got to be like 3 years old or something. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is a kid that young doing on the stairs by herself? No sooner do I think that than the kid slips and starts bouncing down the stairs.
Whoa!
Now I pretty much throw myself down the stairs to try to get to the kid before she splits her head open. And I get down to the bottom. The kid, fortunately, like kind of hit at a weird angle and just did the. Halfway down, just did the remaining thump, 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 thump down on her butt and back, you know, so she didn't hurt herself as far as I could tell. But I got down to the bottom, and about halfway down, I hear the scream from up top, and I'm figuring, ah, there's the mother. So I get down to the bottom, and I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? And the little kid, of course, is just wailing her like cat off.
Yeah, she's freaking.
And I'm like, are you okay? So I'm doing a quick rapid body survey that's just to check out to make sure she hasn't split herself.
Oh yeah, you see.
Hasn't split her head open. Mainly, I'm actually not doing over the body. I'm just checking
the
head.
Are you in uniform?
Yes.
Okay.
To just make sure that she hasn't split her head open. All of a sudden, wham! In the back of the head, this woman hit me with her purse, hard. And I have a question for all the women out there. Do you routinely carry bricks in your fucking purses?
They may as well. So she fucking...
No, but you know, all those loonies and toonies add up.
She drifts me. I turn around, and I'm like, lady, I'm a first aid attendant. I'm just checking to see if your kid is okay. That's about all I got. I did not get my hand up in time. And she swings her fucking purse down and catches me right in the fucking face. The next day when I got up... I had not so much of a bruise, but my forehead was a little puffy. I had a fucking egg. Now, at this point, I've lost, not really lost my temper, but I have lost any... She has become a problem to me now. So she
yes.
has stepped out of the source of being just like, you know, a nice person. So I'm like, lady, back the fuck off!
Now she's seeing you as... Very dangerous.
I'm no longer worrying about the kid. She is about to be the one who's going to need medical assistance.
Right.
I then discover she can't speak a word of English.
Wonderful.
Fortunately, somebody comes up who does speak Spanish, and he passes on the information to her that I just saw her kid fall down the stairs. She doesn't care. I don't get an apology by way of translation or anything. I don't get anything from this woman. A bus driver shows up. He hustles her and the kid off to see if they should call an ambulance or anything. Nobody bothers to even find out what I saw. Yeah. And I'm like, I go to work,
Confused.
More than a little pissed.
How about don't let your kid go up the escalator all by itself and then hit me because it fell down, you dumb bitch.
No, my general opinion is the next time I see somebody's yard ape bouncing down the fucking stairs, fuck them. No good deed goes unpunished, boys and girls. That's your lesson tonight on Rant Radio.
Well, that's all well and good, but that's not the case. The truth is that if a child goes bouncing down the stairs again, you'll go and do
it. Oh, I know I will because I'm stupid.
Yeah.
But hopefully one of our listeners has got a brain and he'll just hawk something on the kid as he walks by. Because I sure as hell got nothing out of it. No, wait a second. I did. I got a headache for 2 days.
Well, I'm all for it. I think you should kick him, too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, why not? Fuck it. We'll just piss on him as well.
Maybe don't if you got any butane, you can light the little bitch on fire and fucking say, well, look at that. You weren't paying attention. Your kid fell down the stairs and somebody lit him on fire. What did you learn here?
I mean, they're small. They're children. They don't feel pain like you or me.
Yeah,
what
true.
Does it matter?
That's right.
And if it's you're practically grown trees.
If you're gonna
they're
die,
young. She couldn't have been that attached to it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to die, it's better to get it in the first few years. That way you don't suffer quite so fucking long.
Yep. So this is your new, improved, disillusioned Uncle Dak.
There was a solid foundation based Uncle Dak.
Yeah, I probably would have stuck her in the
neck. Okay, I'm speechless.
I was, you have no idea how fucking pissed I was on that one.
Now, girl, I'm left, the truth of the matter is there's no amount of education that can fight something like that.
Hi, on Rant Radio, who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, and I just got done taking that one test. And I think I just failed.
You failed.
I think I only got two things a pass.
Do you know what that test was? It was a personality test.
What did it say?
Fail the personality. Isn't that the best news?
Zombie, you fucking own so many levels.
I know, it tells me to go to some church scientific testing center. I was like, what the heck?
Okay, hang on, man. What exactly did they say?
I don't know. It gives you a graph, and that's about it.
What's that?
It gives you a graph about all this weird stuff and lines going up and down. I'm like...
What's on the graph? Tell me what's on the graph and where you're rated.
Rated almost down to negative 100.
On what? On what? Like, it should have something on the graph. Like, it should say, like,
words?
Different things.
I have no idea.
Is there any words on the graph?
I don't know. I sent it to you. It sends me an email right now.
I'll forward it on to info at rantradio.
Yeah, info at rantradio.com, baby. I want to see this. Lieutenant Major Zombie, not even Scientology once.
What if he actually got a high score? He thinks that negative is like they're counting like.
No, they told him to go into a Scientology.
No, no, the score says no, you need our help.
No. It's like negative. So we find out that Lieutenant Major Zombie is their version of perfectly clear.
He is a clean slate.
I think that Zombie is in fact the ultimate Thetan. I think he is the lieutenant major of all the Thetans.
All right, hold on. I got a great idea. I'm just going to save this onto my webpage and just give you the URL.
Sure, then everyone can see it.
Look at it.
Do it there. Do it there.
Put it in the IRC.
Right on, man. Do it.
It'll take me about like a couple seconds, all right?
All right, go hard.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
Good one.
Hell of a personality test.
That's all so you people keeping clips of zombies. Zombie. There's another one for the books.
I think I failed.
Amazing.
I swear to God, everybody has seen this week. I posted on the cult page that MTV contacted me.
Yes.
Because I did that. If I ever get on MTV, fuck Zombie. Zombie.
He's right there. He's the laughing boy on the couch.
Zombie is my man. I'll be phoning him for commentaries 24/7.
And now for a view on this.
You'll use Zombie as your own personal sock puppet. I mean,
Zombie is the shit. I'll be phoning him with like delicate fucking legislative decisions. You bet.
Just so you can hear.
I'll say, it'll be like, Mr. Bush, George Bush, let's talk to man on the street. Zombie! Do you got any questions for George Bush? When are you going to make pot legal? Which, in itself, we'll fucking own! No, I'm sorry. Now, you have to speak very simply here, George, because, Zombie's not that clever. So you got to keep it real yes or no kind of a thing, you know, and kind of dumb that shit down to make sure that everybody can understand your sorry fucking ass, okay? Go ask your dad, you fucking weirdo.
I got a better idea. Why don't we ask the president what he thinks? Oh, wait, there isn't one right now.
Is there still no president? That's not the case, is it?
No, that's
Cheney's running things just fine. Till his next heart, the incident.
Seriously, man, when did the United States become that scene from Apocalypse Now? Do you know who's in charge here? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, man.
Aren't you?
Ain't you?
I mean, fuck.
Meanwhile, Dennis Hopper's stalking around Washington.
Because when it dies, he dies. You're looking at the severed heads, aren't you? Sometimes he goes too far. He goes too far.
He's the first to admit it. He's really a great man. I mean, sometimes he'll just look at you and, like, you know.
He reads poetry.
Wow, you just lost all your Japanimation fucking points right there. Gone.
What'd she do?
She burped.
Did you
like,
hear that? That wasn't me. That was her.
I missed it. It wasn't recorded.
This is something that's like everybody in the studio, most people in the studio know, I belch like a man. This is why I don't normally drink that
belch
much
like
Pepper.
A man.com. Yes, the new website.
It's up right
dial
now.
In, and you can have, like, you know, anime characters fucking.
Dude, I'm already 5'11". I'm pretty far from being the cute little anime girl.
You're the tall anime girl.
You know what I want to do? I want to see senior citizens dressed up as anime characters.
Ah!
Just bad. Chipped at anime. You bet. Right there. It's all bad. Mecha!
That's a horror scene.
Oh,
please,
you know
put
it's
your
bad.
Whole head in front of the shotgun.
Okay. Rosion Z.
All right, picture this. A 70-year-old Sailor Moon.
You bet.
That's, dude, I've already
jumping
seen
up and
bearded
down,
men dressed as Sailor Uranus, okay? It's like there's a whole subculture of
most
men
bearded men want
to
sell Uranus.
Yeah.
Or is that not what you said? I'm sorry, I have a cold.
I didn't hear you right. I have a cold.
What the fuck is going on? Excuse me, I have to get my shotgun out of my trunk. Stay right here.
No, there's actually, you do get an inordinately large number of men dressing up as female Sailor Moon characters at North American anime conventions. I'm hoping to continue to in the future.
There's no more teddy bears dressing up as fucking, you know, Sailor Moon. I'm sorry, that's just wrong. And I'm referring to teddy bears, of course, in the prawn sense. But it's like, no, that's just fucking a holy glory hole. Let me the hell out of here. That's how that works. What's this website you got here?
We're just seeing what day it is. Today, it's Maryland Day in the United States, and it's Mother's Day in the UK.
There you go.
No, tomorrow's Mother's Day. Sorry. Mother's Day. Tomorrow. Sorry, one day early.
Oh, my God.
It's tomorrow. You're okay. You can phone her tomorrow. You're fine.
Deep shit.
You're in trouble now.
Just tell her that it's different in North America.
And you completely forgot. You were just following the media.
All right, hang on.
I was just following orders.
We've got the Lieutenant Major Zombie. We got the zombie test here.
Didn't work for my family.
Yeah. There we go.
I think I got it in an email too. No, okay. I didn't. Never mind.
Okay, let's. Is that all it says? There's no graph here. What the fuck?
Good one, zombie. Maybe he's not done yet.
The link. For the picture didn't show up.
Mixer did send me T-shirts, mock T-shirts.
Axor, lead cult crew member. You bet. That's awesome.
That's a good one.
A mock T-shirt. You got to get it. What was that one line we said earlier? It was like fucking. Oh, we had a bunch of them.
I want to see this page.
And there's another one.
And
quote cult.
Cult. Oh, front and back. Cam ass. What's that?
Cult members against stupid Scientologists.
I can't kiss my ass. Cult.org. Nice. These are fucking sweet.
Those are very
what
nice.
What was the one I said earlier? We should have our quotes on it. Fuck.
Like more tangents than a geometry textbook.
Yeah, that was more tangents than a geometry textbook.
That would be a what the hell one.
It should
That'd
have
be
like
a really
Uncle
good
Dex, what the hell. Spin them around, slam them up against the wall.
So I spun them around.
You know, that's all fucking nasty. Anyway, so what were we talking
about? The picture is coming. Oh, it's a PNG.
It's a PNG?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means Pong.
It's not a GIF or JPEG.
Actually, I think it's gone.
Thanks. Keep me posted.
It means it's a graphics
portable
format, which is not supported by all
It is actually supported. I don't think it's actually
not
there.
Not well supported.
It is by this browser, so it should show up.
Dude, I it doesn't bring up multiple levels of transparency. That's
Wow. Put another buzzword in there.
We'll try.
It's got multiple levels of
Anyone
transparency. Nice Adolf Hitler fucking...
Hitler wore khakis.
I've seen
That's
that. That
says.
Is a great...
Yeah.
Gap khakis.
Yeah, you bet. Hey. Nice mustache. Make sure you got your whole head in front of the shotgun. Thank you for calling.
So do you have a...
Why on earth would you be talking like that about the Führer?
Medic, do you have a story this week?
I guess the Führer sucks fucking
you
the
do.
Sweat
yes,
off of dead goat's nuts.
Part
That's
three
why.
Of Tales of Seismonautica.
Oh, another one. Wow. They just don't end.
Oh, God. No, they don't.
They just get stupider and stupider.
They just keep coming and coming. They'll rip down your throat and rip your fucking heart out.
When he got back from Seismonautica, He told us all the stories in one night, and every time he stopped, I would cut into a chorus of Alberta Bound by
Gordon
Lightfoot. It was hysterical.
Oh, the tune of the evening.
The whole chorus.
The tune of the evening that everyone must download. Yeah. I know I said it before. I'm going to say it again. You have to download Mr. Tambourine Man by William Shatner.
Oh, yeah.
Do it. Do it now.
Do it. Do it. Do it now. Okay. That's what you got to do. As a matter of fact, for a soundbite.
That's a good soundbite.
Yeah, I'm just saying do it now from, Yeah, download it now, and we'll play it.
Which, Mr. Tambourine?
Yes. By Mr.
Okay,
fucking...
Okay, we'll find that.
By Captain Kirk.
And the do it now.
And do it.
Wonderful.
So we're going to go Tales from the Street.
And then we'll take a breather with William Shatner taking us on a magic carpet trip.
Picking him up with a squeegee, it's Ronan Minnick's Tales from the Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's once again time for Ronan Medic's Tales from the Street. Today, part three of Tales of Seismonautica. In case you missed it the first 2 weeks, Seismonautica, the location of where approximately 70% of crews that work up north, that do blasting, that make roads, and work on oil rigs and derricks, seem to generate from. Now, not saying that all of them come from here, just it seems that 70% of the dumb ones seem to come from here. Today's story, part three. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was being interrupted once again. Oh. Part three. Now, as the rig crews and seismic crews and all the rest of that get to work up north, they work up there for approximately 3 weeks straight. So 1 day in, 17 days of straight work, 3 days to unwind, then they're flown home for a week. Now, at this point, usually on the Friday, a lot of people are kind of winding down, close up shop early, tend to get into their vehicles and get back to base camp. So that way, they leave about 3, get back to base camp, get a quick shower, quick change, 4-hour drive into town. Then from there, they can liquor it up a bit and unwind before they
a
have
bit?
To fly home. Yes, liquor it up a bit. And sometimes, just sometimes, they start a little early. They start drinking a little bit early. Getting a little...
Say it's not so.
Oh, yes, it is. They do that. They puff a little Chiba or whatever happens to be available, you know, ether, whatever. Now, these lovely gentlemen...
Mace, you fucking seismonautic bastard, get back in that tub.
No, music! Thank God you're here, medic. I was worried I was going to have to get one of the goddamn maids to do it.
So, anyways, we'll name these two Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Now, Tweedledee...
How about this? Tweedledum and Tweedledumber.
Either or works. Tweedledee and Tweedledum... Well, Tweedledum and Tweedledumber in honor of 250% sexy projectile vomit man. They decide to get into said pickup truck at about, noon. They don't get out of said pickup truck till about 2:30.
Is this like Hotbox Central?
Oh, this is Hotbox Alky Central.
Like,
holy
roll down
fuck.
The window, and I'm hungry, and I don't know why.
They turned the car into a bong.
And that's really impressive, considering he's about minus 40 out.
Snowman bong.
Snowman bong, yes.
Blizzard bong.
Now they come out. Now, you can't miss it, really. Now, one comes out. He staggers over to the already frozen porta-potty. Goes inside, comes back out, staggers back to the truck, closes the door, and I'm going, I'm really glad today is my last day on this site. I'm being transferred out, going to another one. I'm
so short, I could parachute off a dime.
Yep, this exactly it. So we all pile into the trucks approximately 3 o'clock, and they're giving some funny looks over to the all but cloudy truck, and we now start to drive down this road. We proceed down this road. Now, the interesting thing about some of these parts is you can only have access to them during the winter because certain sections of the roads, like 200-300-400-meter strips, are actually on frozen rivers or frozen tributaries that feed into the river, such as the Peace River.
Okay.
So now you have this 400-meter stretch of where we're getting off the dirt road and following the said frozen river frozen tributary. This is where Tweedledum and Dumber say, "Hey, it's a straightaway. We're gonna go a little bit nuts." So they decide to punch it
things are going to get a little bit rowdy.
Now, the mind reels with this one. They light them up. Now, of course, it's on ice. So what do the wheels do? They sit back.
Spin.
They spin lots, rapidly, repeatedly, fishtailing, all the way down to this 300-400 meters. Plus, they're still accelerating, which is the absolute wonderful part of it. So now you've got this vehicle fishtailing down this stretch of tributary.
So there I was, fishtailing down the frozen tributary.
Here comes the marked turnoff. Oh, there goes the marked turnoff.
Uh-oh.
So now the brilliant...
What's after the marked turnoff?
Well, you see, this is...
Space and then ground.
To the great wide open.
This is where it gets, how do we put this, interesting. There's a reason why there's a marker. Because it starts getting thinner at this point.
Yellow means death.
Yellow equals bad. So truck goes spiraling off. It's now all but spinning as it goes down the tributary. You see them trying to turn the wheel and straighten everything out. So you can see the brake lights going on as they try and lock them up. But, you know, anyone who knows hockey, rubber and ice get along so well. So they proceed to spiral and spin for about another 50, 60, 70 meters. Eventually, it kind of slows down somewhat. You see the headlights now facing, because it gets fairly dark fairly quick, well, especially at that time of winter. Yes, I'm in the vehicle behind them.
Watching the whole thing.
Okay, keep going.
I can't hear you. Your mic's off.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, natural selection at work once again. The truck is now facing, still going backwards, but more slowly now. And you can see the tires, they're sort of fishtailing towards us. But this is where you see the truck kind of dip into one side, crack, and start to slide.
Mm-hmm.
As it now breaks through the ice, through a soft patch of the ice.
Mm. And this is out on the river, right?
This is out, yeah, this is it. Fortunately.
Wow. And you're the first aid guy, right?
And I'm the safety officer.
So if I'm there, you know what I do? Once again, Sean changes the fucking channel. I am. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm not walking out there. I'll die. I'll wait till spring and fish their fucking bodies up. Thanks for coming out. Hey, Looney Tunes is on.
Hey, look, is that a co-host?
Hey, it's over for you. Where's the other outhouse? Oh, I blew up by the two assholes who were heating the dynamite last week. Right in the middle of Cheers, motherfucker.
Oh, Sam, slap.
Boom! You guys want to keep that shit down? Thanks
now
a lot.
So now we have this three-quarter ton truck with a pretty heavily loaded backside and two completely bonged out of their minds guys. In the front passenger, in front seat, and the passenger seat.
Gonna go see Captain Nemo right now.
Fortunate at this point because the ice and the water that was actually running underneath it was at a low because you know it's winter, it's not much runoff and all the rest of that. Fortunately, there was about 18 inches of ice at some points, and other points there was only about 3 to 4. This is where it cracks through. They crack through, so now the truck is balanced on the thicker sheets of ice. The tail end is actually in the water. Now, the water's only about 2 to 3 feet deep at this particular point.
Yeah, but it'll kill you.
Yes, but that's the whole trick.
That's
so
the
now,
trick here.
Now, we're trying to pull up slowly and going, what the hell did they do now? And we've got the guy sitting beside me. This is where I get the term. Bloody fucking seismonauts. And I look at him and say, well, what do you mean seismonauts? Oh, those morons. Now, you get about 70% of the crews that come from every place else. They come from Yellowknife all the way to Oklahoma. From Victoria all the way across to St. John's, Newfoundland. But only the ones from southern Alberta do this kind of shit. And he shakes his head. And this is where the light dawns on me, going, okay, I start to understand now. And we go forward slowly, pulling this out. They're going, hey, we're stuck.
No shit. Do you know why? I think you should have denied them. No, you're not.
You're okay.
Keep driving.
Keep driving. You're almost home.
You'll be home soon.
Be home with your loved ones.
You thick bag of shit.
So this is where we get the trick of, okay, well, the truck is fucked.
No kidding.
We're not going to be able to get this. We should be able to theoretically drive it out.
Yeah, and XP theoretically works.
Yeah, XP theoretically works. We're going, okay, well, you guys phone base camp. And myself and Johnny over here, thanks, I hate you,
We're gonna help these two guys try and get out. So I'm gonna throw this tether on here, tie it onto the truck. I'm gonna throw on this vest here. Hope to God I don't fall in, because then I'm really fucked.
Fuck that! I say we lug some of that dynamite we heated up last week in the outhouse under the ass, and I bip this fucker all the way back to camp. Because I'm missing Daffy Duck in the fucking 21st century, asshole. Once again, Sean not working well. It's the safety officer.
So now we have to try and get these stone guys, prevent them from falling into the water, and they're trying to climb on top of the truck before the rest of the truck cracks the ice, gets
a
heated engine block.
Formidable
going
task.
Through here.
Very formidable.
25 minutes later, we finally get the two of them off, and we're going, okay, do we get the truck out? Do we just leave it here?
Do you cut their heads off and bury them in the snow somewhere?
No, this is when we get...
Bad idea. Yeah. They'll be found during the spring. You want to make sure they're gone.
Oh, so throw them back in the river so it washes down. Absolutely. We get them out, and I'm just going... You realize, of course, that not only is this your last shift up here, this is your last shift period. What? Yeah, that's great. Thanks a lot. In the back of the truck, they go. Just as we're pulling away and starting to drive away, that's when the rest of the truck goes straight into the rest of the river. Now, the way it lands is it actually flips and lands on its side and goes sploosh. So it's now resting on its right side. As we drive away going, wow, what did we learn from this? Gotta drive a little slower, man. People unclear of the concept. Needless to say, the two of them never came back to the said work site, but this is what I had to deal with when I was up there.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What did you lose?
Nothing. I just answered Lady Scarlet's phone with Sean here, and there was silence.
Was it dead silence, or
this
somebody
on
the other end silence?
Are you dating anyone that's going to be really
This is a
now?
Nice... This is a... Oh, if I wanted to be a real asshole, I would have went, what do you
quick.
Want?
Oh,
this isn't,
quick.
This isn't my phone. I think this is yours, baby. Click. That's exactly how I was nice. You remember that I was nice. Oh, they're ringing back. Should I be a dick?
Yes, go for it. Everyone in the IRC say Sean should be a dick.
Sean
be
a should
dick.
Be a dick.
Sean here, how can I help you? Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Please enter my password.
What's your password, Sean?
Oh, well, your voicemail just phoned me. Your voicemail wants a date.
Yep.
Okay, my voicemail.
Are we done?
Yes, we're
okay,
done.
We're going to play Mr. Tambourine Man.
Excellent.
By William Shatner.
I'm in hell!
He doesn't
my
really
God,
sing.
Why?
Oh, no, this
Mr.
is brilliant.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Mr. Tambourine Man. Mr.
Tambourine
Man. Ready to fade into my own parade. Cast your wobbly spell. I promise to go under.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is another great track by him.
Oh.
Tambourine Man Roland.
Here we go.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
I'm going to.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
In the jingle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip on your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes
too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for the fade into my own parade.
You got like some Irish
I promise
accent going on
to go under it. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Hey, he doesn't even have
Mr. Tambourine Man.
How oh, wrong! He does anything.
Mr. Tambourine Man. Hey.
That ending fucking owns so many different levels.
That ending is so amazing.
Mr. Tambourine Man! Mr. Tambourine Man!
The scary part is I believe Leonard Nimoy also put out an album in the 60s.
If I had a hammer,
Mr. Tambourine Man, you gave me some bad acid.
That acid had nothing to do with this. Oh, no, sir.
Nimoy put out multiple albums.
Yeah, lots and lots.
Plus over 4 books of his own poetry.
Who did?
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
They're real collector's items these days, but you would never want to actually read them.
So, Lieutenant Major Zombie's personality test. He only is normal in his uncertainty, and he's normal in his inhibitions. All the rest, he's unstable, he's depressed, he's nervous.
Like, on to unacceptable levels in the negative
like,
100 range.
Like, almost as low as it goes. He's inactive, irresponsible, critical, lack of accord, and withdrawn.
How about his aggression? Where's his aggression at?
Aggressive is normal.
Oh, so he's
normal. Between inhibited and aggressive.
Oh, God, Sean, me on the aggression. I have got to take that.
Again,
I've got to take that.
This is pretty cool. Yeah.
Can you Earl it to the other room there? Earl it over there, and I'll fucking go take it right now. Actually, I'd like to take it too.
Oh, is it?
Okay. It's all fuck sword right now. We'll figure that out.
We'll figure that
after.
Out next week.
Oh, we saw the girl on the left web's page.
Why is it always on the background on that machine?
Okay. Well, there's some personal reasons, and we won't get into that.
Smokehouse said I should do a cover of Mr. Tambourine Man, which I think would be really great.
Something equally as cheesy.
Equally as cheesy, but the thing is that I don't talk that slow. So
hey, Mr. Tambourine Man!
Mr. Tambourine Man! Hey.
You have to fill it in with some more words.
Mr. Tambourine Man, you got these jingle fucking shoes going on over here. can't help but notice that I'm on this big fucking carpet ride going along and through the sky here, and all I do is smoke this cigarette, and everything's gone fucking sideways. What the hell is going on? That'd be an amazing... Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. If those sheep don't stop singing, I swear to God, I'm going to start skinning something.
I think you maybe should do Magic Carpet Ride or something.
It'd be amazing. Or Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by Sean Kennedy.
Actually, I think we should end out...
Oh, my God, did you see the
one?
Size of that
I
fucking
so.
Chicken?
I'll get that one, too. Skitty has some news.
Hey, Skitty!
She has finished doing her sensual version of the Virus Manifesto.
Oh, God, here we go.
The professor's listening.
The professor needs a shower. All right,
oh, I do.
Oh, shut up, you weird, moist British bastard. All right, what the fuck is going on here?
What? She doesn't have it handy. It's on her other computer.
I happen to have it handy.
I don't have it with me.
And what is
it's
it?
In the car.
So if we go over to that sandcrawler over there and I ask your cousin, Carpet. He'll be able to tell me who bought these droids. That's what you're telling me here.
Whoopsie!
I got a runner. All right, so...
And Babs wants to know if you got the package.
I have not got the fucking package, Babs. I'm really sorry, Babs. No package as of yet.
Why?
And everyone's all like, where am I questionnaire going to get answered? Where's the Book of Damned? All of you, fuck off.
Where's everything?
Where is everything? It's on the web. Find it. Nice cargo. I've already put the Virus Manifesto Part 2, Book of Damned, up. Go find it. All right. That'll keep him busy. Goose chase much? All right, so. All righty.
Why is it the surface temperature of the sun in here?
Because this is where Sim lives. Sim is that one alien
from
the
sun.
No, Sim is that one alien from the show V who escapes.
If you're not warm enough, there's a heat rock in the other room.
This is why he doesn't like being touched, because it'll rip his skin membrane and we'll see him for the lizard he really is.
Alternatively, it could be
give me some ice.
It could be the heat emanating from me.
Yes,
you're so hot.
You're so hot and moist.
I'm very hot.
Okay, well, we have okay, stop it. You're
well,
starting
I'm
to sound
very,
like
very,
a
very sweaty, and if you don't stop, I'll rub up against you.
Yeah. That's a whole lot of rubbing. Okay. It's a whole lot of rubbing going on.
A whole lot of scent gland, too.
That's a whole lot of scent gland. That's awful musky.
We can smell your manliness from here.
That's not manliness.
We don't want any more of it.
Don't make me use my natural defenses.
Mace! Mace!
Get your fat ass back in that tub.
I call it nubility.
All fucking, what, you are one twisted fucking weird British bastard, you know that? Sitting here fucking fighting the forces of darkness, getting moist over some fucking chick reading my work. Oh my god! Somehow this thing's all
screwed up.
Sean, that has got to just queer you out.
It's got to queer me out. Holy fuck, how did I wind up being a holy man for a generation who couldn't find anyone better? How did that work?
There was no
fuck,
one
man,
better.
Man, I just
so
made a
Sean...
joke and everything went fucking sideways. I sold
sorry,
a couple
Mr.
shirts.
Kennedy, there's no one else more qualified at this
by
time.
By default, you win. I mean,
you're the holy man, Sean, but I don't want to be the holy man. That's why you win. Jesus Christ, what is this, fucking Yoda?
They said you'd say that.
They said you'd say
they
that.
They said you'd say that, too.
They said you'd definitely say that.
Okay, the only thing...
They were going to go with Kurt Cobain, but he did get his whole head in front of the shotgun.
There you go, Sean.
If he survived it, he would have been. Yeah. But... You stepped into his shoes.
And if I have her, whatever the fuck that means.
Okay. There you go, Sean. There's your way out of this.
What?
Shotgun. Oh. It's the shotgun way.
I'll go for the purple Kool-Aid. Only problem is, though, I'm sorry, I'll have the Nerf Waterworks Power Shooter 9000 loaded up with the cyanide Kool-Aid in the 12 game. I'll be damned if I'll stick that in my mouth. So fuck that.
What flavor was that again?
A purple. Mm. It's your favorite. Purple. What? Blue. Yeah, that's from Terminal City Ricochet. I've actually seen Terminal City Ricochet. I saw it once, and I'll hold that over Sim's head forever.
I should talk to Joey Shithead again.
You should talk to Joey Shithead. Yo, Joey
some
Shithead.
Wonderful names we have here on the web.
No, that's his fucking real name.
Well, it's not.
Didn't he change his name?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't think he did.
Didn't he run? That's the guy who was in the Green Party, and he ran.
He didn't run. He won.
He did win.
Yes.
Wow.
He was like whatever.
MLA.
MLA for a certain area. He's not anymore, I don't think.
Did he collect a paycheck for that?
Yeah, I guess so. He was a government official.
Who is this?
Joey Shithead from DOA.
Oh.
That's too much.
Punk band.
Oh, this is all fucking bad.
He has a radio show.
It's all bad. Does he?
Yeah, on My City Radio.
Is it any good?
It's very good. He had Jell-O on it. I watched the Jell-O
episode.
I
thought Joey and him and Jell-O were fucking, like, all at war.
Oh, no, they're not at war.
Wasn't Joey in his band or some shit?
Jell-O did an album with them.
Oh, did they?
Jell-O Biafra and DOA.
Oh, okay. So they're all cool like that.
Last Scream of the Missing Neighbors.
Wow, that's... But where do you put the bodies?
I'm running out of room.
Yeah, that's a very...
What crawl space is for?
That's like that.
Might I suggest dietary supplementation?
Yeah, no kidding. I think
Dahmer party for seven. Six.
Dahmer party for five. That's nice. Thumbs up for the war amps. Okay, so let's just keep tracking here.
We're gonna open the phone lines and anybody else have
open
any stories?
All night.
Well, they are, but officially open. Open the floodgates.
In
open,
other words,
per se.
We can't figure out anything else to talk
don't
about.
Don't give
please
away our
talk to us.
Don't give away our
why
secrets.
Hit the cult page. We'll look at some news, see what some
I've
other people post, and we'll comment on it. We'll
usually glean. Actually, I do have one more angering story.
Another angering story? Sure, what do you got?
The really, really bad one.
The really bad one.
Yeah.
The really bad one?
Yeah.
The one you weren't
going to do?
The one you weren't going to do, but we're going to do now?
Yeah, because you forced me.
Ooh.
Forced me to do it.
No. Oh, that's it. Whip it out. Measure it, both of you.
Was baby boy bred to have sex with dad?
What?
What?
Oh.
Wow. Pure, like, anger rising.
There's an
it wouldn't be the What the Hell Show without a little bit of topic of kiddie porn.
That's right, every week. There's
and
an
child
accused
molestation.
Child molester currently in our courts whose police believe to used a surrogate mother to breed his intended victim.
Rage building. Stop yelling, Dak.
A 24-year-old Canadian citizen who cannot be named under a publication ban was released by a Toronto judge on $50,000 bail a few weeks ago as he waits extradition hearing. He was wanted by the police in California on 12 sex-related charges involving a 9-year-old boy.
And he's in Canada, right?
The second boy is his half-brother of a surrogate son.
Yeah, but he's...
He's in Canada.
He's in Canada. Where?
Yeah, Toronto.
Cyber.
In an added twist, the bail address list on the extradition papers belongs to a foreign consulate in central Toronto, which is apparently living with a close relative.
So what? This guy's, like, protected from on high by the powers of darkness? Or what's
yes,
the fucking deal here?
Yes, by
a
consulate.
What country?
It doesn't say.
I want to know what country to make go away.
So he pretty much worked his way in with...
Dropped a malfunctioning candy reactor on that one. Sorry about that.
With a female, got good with her, said, I really want a kid, but I can't find a woman or whatever, and I really want you to have it, because you're the perfect woman to have my child. And she had his kid, and he's waiting till the the right age. He says about 9 is the right age for a boy to start...
Getting into it. Getting hoop slammed.
Yes.
Yeah. Right on. So,
this is one less child that should not lose.
So, will that be
cherry.
The 9 iron or the straight 12?
I recommend steel. Don't go with that graphite shit. It just bends.
Okay.
The biological mother, which is in England, reported a horrifying discovery. She told British authorities that she found a videotape of her trusted friend having violent sex with her 9-year-old.
Ah. Yeah.
Violent sex.
Well, I'm here to tell you. Like, it's a complete
mind-boggling
fucking,
though.
Like...
You want something up your ass? Great. I've got just the thing. It's
buckwheat.
Yeah, buckwheat.
He gets...
No.
It's too quick.
No, that's too quick.
He also said...
I'm thinking I got my very own pet rotting pedophile.
He
gets the bunk right beneath the other guy. Morning. How you doing?
Just in case you didn't hear me the last 600 days I've come down here, you're in this position because you tried to breed your own sex victims.
I'm sorry.
This is why I pinned all your joints and you're slowly suffering bed rot.
Time for your IV injection.
I have to say that I honestly could, with a clear conscience, torture that guy to death.
No, sloth. I would keep him alive for fucking years. Pin all his joints. He can't move. I'll make sure I flip him over like on a big rock.
Technically, that's torturing him to death.
No. He won't be able to chew off his own tongue. I'll make sure I stitch it through his front lips.
And but then it is torture.
How can you chew your own tongue when you don't have teeth?
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's true. A little
you
bit of
just
drill.
Just try and gum it, I guess.
Yeah. And I take off the headphones, which is playing the continuous MP3 loop of It's a Small World After All.
Oh, God.
Those come off just for me to run the root canal. Ooh, thank you. Put it back on. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all.
Like listening to children?
There you go.
There you go. Get an erection for this shit, for brains.
He also, the mothers also claimed that if she had a baby girl, it would have to be aborted.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That didn't make her suspicious in the least.
Not at all. Oh.
Excuse me, you dropped your bowels.
He met them through a church youth group and showered them with expensive gifts.
Church youth group.
Yeah.
You say.
Because, you know, they met him through the church. You know he's a good guy.
Wait a sec. Okay. He met her through the church, and it was all right that she aborted the child if it was a girl.
No, hang on. They're trying to tell us something here. She met through a church group. She showered them with expensive gifts. So that means he's obviously got a serious line in on cash.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
he's protected by a consulate.
Shelled out $50,000 bail.
Like it was fuck all.
Yeah.
And he's 24 years old.
Yeah.
I wonder how many relatives are tied into consulates who got 24-year-old sons. That's that age, because they did release his name. Released his age.
It had something to do with the consulate.
What's this guy's name again?
There's no name. He's protected.
No. It doesn't matter on his name. You can find his name. How many fucking consulates are there in Toronto? Okay.
Lots, actually.
Actually, yeah.
Groovy. Wonderful. How many of them of the higher-ups?
How many of them were volunteering at a local daycare center just before he was caught and applied to be a foster parent?
Yeah. So there's some records there. Also, out of all those workers, there's maybe, 500-600 workers in each one? How many of them have 24, 25-year-old relatives that in that exact age range who can be triangulated back down? If you wanted to hunt this, you could. You could fully track that. There's enough there to get the data on that.
There's enough there to get the root on that situation. You bet. You bet.
Oh, I'd like to hurt this guy slowly.
No, sloth. You get to spend the rest of your life in my basement. Every day. Go downstairs, flip him over, give him some more antibiotics, go back upstairs, giggle myself to sleep, and fuck my wife. Thank you very much. Well, how's it going in the basement? Wonderful. The vegetables are doing great.
Just remember, did you remember to water them?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm watering all the plants. I want to go downstairs. No. We're not done yet. But don't worry. It's going to be a fine crop this year. Oh, fuck yeah.
When they raided his home, they found lots of other videotapes of him having violent, graphic sex with young boys.
Wow!
And also, they took his computer hard drive, which was highly encrypted.
Oh, really?
So they've got a team of specialists on that.
Oh, that's okay.
Looking
no
through
problem.
The hard drive.
Just send him on over. You get to go to John's house for the rest of your life.
Sean will take care of that.
I think this guy...
Put him in the Sean category.
The kid was 3 years old, so he only had 6 more years to go.
Sean, I can't speak for a cult, but I have to say...
Oh, no, wait.
I think for
what's going on? Ready for sex after 3.
Oh, I see. Okay, carry on.
I have to...
Sex after...
Ready for sex after 3.
That's what he said.
Can't speak for cult, bud.
But I have to say for Rant Radio, at least to speak for some of the staff here at Rant Radio, when I say, I think this guy is our enemy number one.
Well, no, there's lots of other sick motherfuckers. That's the really sad part.
Will he make the list?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's on the list.
Well, he falls into the pedophile category, which means, you know.
And
like,
I'm on a stick.
No,
that's what you want done to him?
I mean, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of heinous shit you could do to this guy. I mean, we could fucking... however, I have yet to think of a more heinous death than Sloth from the film 7. And believe you me,
bad.
I have fucking tried.
I'll tell you what, Sean. You get a couple of yours. I'll get a couple of mine. We'll try to see who can come up with the worst thing.
Well, how about this? We'll see who can keep theirs alive longest.
Okay. What is Sloth?
Sloth is, if you ever have not seen the film 7, Sloth
which
is where...
Which you should.
Which you should. It watches like a car accident. You want to look away, but you just can't.
Yeah.
You sit there. What Sloth is he takes a guy, and he puts pins through all of his joints. So he can't move. So you're totally immobile. And then you give them, you know, nerve killers for the pain.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And you keep them just
and you keep them.
Barely alive.
Oh, yeah, you feed him and shit. He's got IV. He's got antibiotics. You flip him over so bed sores don't get him, and he stays like that, and his body slowly rots away.
Perfect.
And have lots of air fresheners.
And, lots of air fresheners and shit, and he gets to listen to It's a Small World after all. That's my own little personal fuck
that's
you.
That's a good touch. That's a very good personal.
That's
small
very old, sweet.
That's my own personal fuck you. You know, that's
really, really, really quietly, just enough for him to hear it.
I can think of.
Just so he can
well, no,
get out of his
head. I can't do anything that'll make it. Actually, I may not want to. I may not want to, actually, you know, drive him insane because that would be too merciful, right? Because your brain will cause like all this kind of shit. So it might be handy to just do like just.
What you do is you stop the music every once in a while.
Oh, that's good. Play it nine months nonstop, and then turn the music off and put him in like a sensory,
for an hour
for like a sense-step helmet.
He thinks, oh, it's gone.
1 hour a week.
No. Because after a year, you'll be screaming for that music. You'll want the music back.
No.
Put a live webcam.
Randomize the timeouts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. That'd be back too on. Easy. I'm sure I could get a decorative script kitty. That shit. What are you working on? Nothing, Mom. This is some black shit here. Fuck Marilyn Manson. I listen to the man. I'm not going to shoot up my school. However, I am going to write a wonderful MP3 utility that lets you make someone's rotting their body off much more enjoyable. For all witnessing, you fucking bet. It's all bad.
Shit to rot by on MP3.com.
Shit to rot by
Sean Kennedy. That's an ad I'd like to see.
Absolutely. Is your pedophile acting a little bit more active than he should?
TheTruth.com.
That's why you go for 9-gauge nails. Yes, 9-gauge nails. Guaranteed to shatter that joint fucking properly. Good old surgical, no problem. What are you downloading there, Sam? What do you got?
Let's see. Decker Apocalypse took the test as well.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no.
So take a look at that.
We'll take a look at what he's got going on there.
Yep.
Looking sick, looking sad. How did he come
here
up?
We go.
Oh wow, he's really acceptable. He came up fine.
Yep, he's fine. He's very stable.
No, he's too high. You have to be in that gray area.
That's like normal, I guess.
Okay, but the gray area, not the light gray area, that's where they want you. If you're too high, that's bad.
Okay, what's he too high in?
He's too high, or too low.
Super stable. Super
he's
active.
Too stable.
Super aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the only thing he's down in is he's very depressed.
Oh, so he's...
Other than that, he's fine. He's very aggressive depressed.
He's aggressively depressed.
Yeah.
The most aggressive people I met are usually depressed.
Extremely stable at being aggressively depressed.
Guys, he's an extremely stable, aggressively depressed person.
What?
Wait, no.
Pretty
I feel my IQ dropping just reading the chart.
No kidding.
That's brutal.
Skitty took the test too, apparently.
Oh, okay. Where's the URL on that one, Skitty? So post that up. Do it to a private message into me so I can look at it. We're going to open up the phone lines right now.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAMD or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie with the,
We've heard enough of you. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Prophet Nixter. Is anyone there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're just all stunned by what Drex did.
What did he
Why?
Do?
We have heard enough of him, but
do.
He can phone back.
That's a pretty serious
thing. Oh, no! We hung up on him!
Okay. Sim, check your email. I sent, like, I don't know, three or four more emails about shirts. I sent a bunch of shirts up. I need you to send me back ideas that you guys came up with. I did one of Sean's quotes, and let's see. Can you turn on your ICQ? No.
Yeah. It's misbehaving.
Oh, okay.
I just reinstalled it, and it's using up 100% of my utilization, so
okay.
No good on that. You either hear the show or my ICQ's on.
Oh, well, then. There's no option there. Okay.
Ram Radio, obey your ears.
I don't know. I needed some ideas, and I came with one. I'm a corporate whore and stuff like that.
SKTFM is my idol.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
That's a good one.
Hey, man. I'm sure people will buy them.
I'm sure they will, too.
I guarantee to you this much. Every one I make, I will buy myself.
What does that say?
Oscar and Oswald. Bzz, is it Scar or Swald?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one, the only quote I could remember.
I am a corporate whore. That's a good one.
That's awesome.
And, of course, we could put the Cult or Rant Radio on anyone that applies.
And you can just make any of these t-shirts.
You know what?
Like, how hard is it?
Anybody who wants to can make Cult and Rant Radio wear and just fucking wear it.
Damn straight. Aggressive Radio, Rant Radio. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Anybody who just wants to make up a Cult shirt, just fucking do it. I'm going to give you a free reign. Go hard. You want to buy mine online? Great. You think mine are too expensive? Get a fucking Jiffy marker and write on a Hanes beefy tee, okay? That's how that shit works.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Yep.
Send me JPEGs of the shit you wrote because you know what? Fuck it, man. Fuck all this shit. Just write it and do it. Fucking play it, man. That's all that matters.
We should have a central page, though, if people actually want to get...
Whatever. If they want a central page, fucking A. If they don't, fucking A, too. I don't really care. Go hard, retard. We'll just fucking...
Wait, is the MTV getting to you, Sean?
What's that?
Is the MTV getting to you?
No,
it's getting
me is everybody flooding my email daily. That's what's getting me. What's getting to me is a year and a half of fucking people constantly on me to get this shit done. No, it's not getting me. I just think that what we got to do is we got to keep the shit in perspective. We got to stop it from becoming a bureaucracy and keep power with people where it belongs. And that's why the hackers have lived as long
do
as
do what you want to do when you want to do it.
You bet, man. I don't control nobody. If they want to fucking throw my name on their shirt, fucking rights. I'll endorse it. But if they don't, hey, that's great. I'm getting sick of people having to, like, I don't have to empower anybody. People just got to realize they can do it because they want to.
Yeah, Sean, I never email you to ask you if I can do stuff anymore.
No,
I just figured,
I'm not talking to you next year. I'm just talking to
We're talking about you
specifically.
Well,
I know you're not
actually
talking to me. I'm just saying, this is what I've told many people. Just do it, and if they don't like it, they'll tell you.
That's right. That's absolutely true, man.
It's not really going to hurt anything.
If the squad does not show up at your door,
you're fine.
You did something okay.
All right, buddy, say what the hell. He
what the
squad.
Hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Cheeto, what's going on, man?
Not a lot.
You send me that URL or what?
Yeah, I don't have your ICQ number. I'll have to get it
later.
Somebody
give Cheeto my fucking ICQ number at work.
Well, I'm not on the internet right now.
How are you in the IRC then?
I am.
Oh, maybe he's not. Are you listening to the show or you just happen to phone in right now?
Well, no, I only have one phone line.
Oh.
I think I disconnected without logging off.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But, I don't know, it's pretty cool. I put a band together, like, a few months ago. I mean, I first practiced today.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
We already wrote a song. We all suck, but the song sounded good. I'm playing guitar in this band, and I'm a drummer, so that's enough said.
Right on, man. So when are we going?
You're already tired of the band?
Oh, no, I'm not tired of it. It's just we're not good.
When are you going to record something and send it in?
I don't know if you guys will like this kind of stuff.
We don't care. We'll play it on the show.
Whatever. We don't give a fuck.
If it sucks, that's even better.
That's cool.
Then we can criticize you.
All right, now we're going to take another call. Say what the hell.
All right, what the hell.
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, I'll say what the hell for you.
At this time, I'd like to thank Drexel for figuring out the phone system with me to get it working again. Yay, because we got rid of that buzz, right?
Yay.
Oh, nobody cares. They don't appreciate it.
I don't think they could tell how bad it was before.
How long did it take for the two of
you? To get this finally working, a two-line phone system?
2 years.
Since I moved in here.
Two and a quarter years.
Yes, a very long time. The equivalent of this setup is $1,500, a piece of equipment.
Next week, they learn to use tools.
Yes, hammering at rocks. Rocks make good things. Cut, chip.
What are you downloading there, Sam?
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who's this?
A song.
Oh, hold on. I say what the hell. What the hell? Bye.
Zombie gets last lick on Drexel. Film at 11.
You misunderstand.
That's
got
a sting, though.
I'm not trying to be an asshole to Zombie. I like Zombie.
No,
we're not mean throughout the show at all.
I was
sticking up for
an asshole naturally.
This is the happy show, isn't it? Where we're all nice to everyone.
Being ourselves.
Fuck, no, but we don't just attack fucking randomly.
We attack very, very specifically.
Very specific. Do we hang up on anybody but Zombie?
Okay, well, I like Zombie, so
do
we. You're not in control of the phone system, are you?
That's right.
That's
and
right.
It's a good thing, too.
Our Zombie would be on the whole show, and we'd never be able to hang up on him.
I'd have nothing to do.
That's true. You realize that your entire function here is governed entirely by
Just
Zombie.
Think, Sean.
I just have it. I was
if Drex is on the phones, he's not talking.
I had this mental image of Poison Cheeto having a conversation with Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, God.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
We've got to get
this. This is Nomad Skidian. If you hang up on me, I'm going to do bad things to you.
You'll have to come all the way to Vancouver.
No, wait a minute.
I'm not
you'd
going
like that
out
too
there.
Much. Never mind.
Okay, what's going on?
Are you still naked?
A little bit.
A little bit naked.
All right, all right. What do you want?
My arms are showing, too.
What
well, I didn't
do you
mean
want?
That. Huh?
What do you want?
I don't know.
Did you have something to say?
Huh?
Skitty. What do you have to say?
I don't know. I took that little test thingy, and I tried to put my results up there, but it didn't work because I'm dumb and I didn't know how to.
It's not because you're dumb. It's just because you don't know what you're doing.
You're
uneducated. You have to save the
dumb,
picture and put it on a web page.
Huh?
You have to save the picture and post it on a web page. Don't you? You
I
have,
don't
a,
have a web page.
Oh, okay. Well, send it to somebody that has a web page. One of the other people that posted it.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
Oh, they hung up.
Has to ring. What we want is people to phone in and sing a song, their favorite song.
That's the stupidest
Try and do
fucking
it better
idea
than,
I've ever
no,
heard in my entire
don't.
Life.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sean has the
where's,
floor.
Where's your fucking head? I want people to phone in and sing a song, but we'll hang up on Zombie at the drop of a fucking hat. The guy
even called you with a fucking idea. Quit crying.
But you didn't get. I had to re-explain to you. You're just jealous.
I didn't say he was
of
dumb.
What?
What?
Ron, quit your crying.
I'm not crying. You're the one
you're,
fucking
you're
crying.
Whining.
You were crying.
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who's
I
this?
Saw you. You had to
Major there. Zombie with a song.
All right.
Yeah.
How you doing, Zombie?
Nothing much.
Sing quick, Zombie.
Wait, hold on. Let me get on a different phone. Ah, this would be better. Yeah.
That is louder.
Okay, so what's going on, man? What do you want to say?
I wanted to sing a
sing.
Song.
That is like sing a song, you know?
All right, sing.
Sing a okay. song.
I love you. You love me. I'm going to kill your fucking family with a big shotgun up your mom's butt. Watch her blow everywhere. There you go.
That's great.
Okay, now I'm going to hang up on you, okay? Go by now, Clay.
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Hi.
What's your name?
I think this is our
Lena.
Key. Lena?
Lena, how old are you, Lena?
I need a thing.
Okay, perfect.
How old is she?
Okay, go for it.
Tingle, little bird, how I
insulin injection.
What do
doing a smashing job on my head.
She's got cue cards. How old are you? You're done? How old are you?
Four.
That's pretty damn good. Pretty good.
Pretty damn good for a four-year-old, eh, Sam?
Yep. Pretty good.
Four.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name?
Lena.
Who's your mommy?
Mom,
you idiot. What are you thinking?
Papa's my mom. And Larry is my dad.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. You know, I don't speak four-year-old too well, eh?
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is here, Lena, the funny thing is that this is your formative years. And as you get older, you'll have dreams about what I'm about to say to you. But always remember that the replica...
What's
wrong
with you?
What?
Who's there with you?
What's wrong with me?
No, who's there with you?
Oh, who's there with me?
Oh, we
a
got
lot of bad people. The
lot
of them is a guy named Drexel.
Because
he doesn't like Conan.
Here's a strong kid I need to tell you today.
Okay.
The fish was so pang, pang.
Pang, pang, pang.
This is obviously a gifted child we're dealing with here.
Back out, hang up. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Press the button.
There we go.
Oh, you're on Red Radio. Who's this?
Yo, this is Nomad Tigre.
Yo.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Tigre, what's up?
I'm still, like, hanging on to the kid there.
I can hardly hear you guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, speak up then.
We're loud enough. There's something wrong on your end then.
Yeah.
Everyone else could.
It's a hardware problem. Please contact your vendor.
Don't call us with your soft stories.
Well, let me call Microsoft real quick. I'm sure they're running my phone.
Okay.
What's going on? You guys said something about playing people's shit if we send it in. What kind of stuff are you playing? Like, what are you looking for?
Well, if it's
cool
your
stuff,
if it's cool and it's your stuff,
we'll play it. We may not put it in rotation,
and we might play it only for 10 seconds.
I recorded with someone kind of fusing hip hop and industrial music. It sounds
great.
Cool, but it's pretty short.
All right,
I'll
send it in.
Short is good.
Send it in. Who do I send it to?
Either upload it to the FTP site, ftp.rampradio.com, and then let me know. Or actually, that's the best way.
Or you can email it to info@rantradio.com.
No, you can email it to Sean. I don't want MP3s in my email.
It is 1.1 megabytes. It's small.
Okay, that's fine.
You can email that.
You can email that. That's
email
not too bad.
Email it to
info@rantradio.com.
All right, great.
Rock.
What the hell, man?
Do it now. We'll play it away.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Marius.
Marius.
Yeah.
Hey, Marius. How you doing, man?
I'm nicking out.
Nicking out.
Yeah.
You're nicking out.
Well, there's one cure for that.
You got no
Go get some Nick.
I got no smokes.
Get a patch, man.
Get one.
Get some gum.
Get a patch, get the gum, and have a chain smoke session going on. Get heavily addicted to that shit.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Might I suggest something to, like, help cut the need for it? Like, maybe heroin?
you shoot up, you don't feel the need for that cigarette.
You'd forget all about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. What's the what's going on, man? Like, what did you want to call in for?
All right, so Terrence got me to tell a story about my adventure scaring homophobes.
Oh, you're scaring homophobes. Okay.
Yeah. This week I happened to take an hour and a half to just get bored and do shit, crazy stuff. So I took a razor and shaved my legs.
Okay.
So I go into school, tell the kid to close his eyes, and I get him to start feeling my legs. He opens his eyes, starts screaming, and runs out of the class.
Okay. He willingly touched your legs?
Well, I took my hand and, you know.
So you pushed it on him.
Because he liked it too much. That's why he ran away screaming.
And now, with a little luck, you'll have ruined him forever.
You're a sexual predator.
He'll be hiding in high school thinking of forbidden pleasures in classrooms he'll never understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, if Hunter's actually listening right now, he's going to be like, that kid's a fucking hack.
Yeah, we think he's a homophobe.
That's great.
Homophobe.
That.
Good social hacking there.
Yeah.
Right on. That's what we need. We need a bunch of transvestites jamming cell phones.
The vision is...
That's my vision of the future, Sean. What's
well,
yours?
Call your mommy. She won't save you now. Oh, God, take out the garden. Slam.
Where's my ball gag? Okay. Say what the hell, man.
What the hell?
Right on.
You know, we're all going to hell. You
no,
realize that.
No, I'm not going to hell.
We're accelerating
I'm going
our,
to Sean's
our trip
heaven.
To hell.
Fuck you.
You can all I'm know. Going to Sean's heaven. I need a list of those heavens, actually.
Yeah, we've only got two so far. Tell me about the other.
Yeah, tell us about heaven, Sean.
Well, what happens is when you join, you can fill out a requisition form, and then we can custom fabricate your heaven to your
wow.
specific needs.
That's awesome.
Or we have a series of... template heavens, which you can...
Template
alter.
Heavens.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who is this?
It's Prophet Nixter again about the Sabbath.
Oh, okay. What's up?
We had a Sabbath, me, Kexler, Spazzer, and Raz, and a couple other people this weekend and last weekend.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, we're dorks. But still, we had the Sabbath, and, we were walking around this place called the Old Market in Omaha, so it's a little, you know, old town sort of thing, but everyone hangs out there.
Okay, cool.
And I had my Cult sweatshirt on. Unfortunately, no one said anything about it, but we went into this bar because, I don't know, I had this wild idea that we should go in there, order some water, and then just sit around and see if anyone says anything. So we went in there, ordered our water, had our drink, got kicked out of the non-smoking section by accident, and then left the bar. And as we were walking away, a fight broke out, and... I guess it was because of maybe we were the messengers of death or something. I don't know, because these couple crazy guys started fighting, and then we walk around the next corner and what's sitting there, but none other than a running school bus with no one in it, and we started laughing, thinking about Shovel 2, and then we got a little scared because we didn't know if we should take it or not, and whether Sean would pay for our trip to Canada in the bus.
No,
free shovel bus. But we just thought we'd just call and share that. I thought I should.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
All right, man. Say what the hell.
Later. What the hell?
Next are out.
Stealing school buses?
With the gas. No, he's not. Sean's not going to pay for the trip up. Not with the gas. The price of gas being what it is.
Gas of price.
Gas of
price. I haven't been talking much, and I had a Dr.
Ability.
Pepper. I'm a little discombobulated right now. Okay.
Discombobulated. Hi, Radio. Who is this?
From the Pepper Doctor.
Who be that?
Psychotron.
Who is it?
Psychotron. I am Poison Cheeto's cousin.
Wow, that's shocking. I would never have guessed that you were related.
What do you do, Psychotron?
What do I do? Currently, I am a hermit in my room where my computer is.
Are you sure you're not, like, twins?
Am I sure what?
That you're not twins?
I think we were Siamese twins, but they cut us apart.
So which one was the evil one?
It's hard to say. I think we're both really evil, actually.
Okay, listen to me very closely. You must kill your brother.
Cousin.
Your cousin. Whoever the fuck
you are. My brother cousin.
Siamese cousin. I like
cousin.
That.
All right, well, I think I got the right to kill him, because according to him, I'm God for calling in for a week or something.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so. Then there's only one thing you can do. You both have to fight to the death. The one that wins will be the one we let talk.
Yeah, and he'll be God.
Cue the Star Trek music right now.
Anyways, Star Trek music.
Did you hear the Star Trek music?
No. I heard it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You guys are pretty quiet over there.
All right, man. Anything you want to say?
I was going to say check out my website, but I don't know if you're going to kick my ass for that or something.
No,
spam!
All right, it's monkeytron.com. And it's
I like it so far.
I like it so far.
Two E's instead of E-Y for monkey.
Monkeytron.
Yes.
Okay, and what is it? What's on there?
It's a EN site, like everything, nothing.
Oh.
It's just all kinds of, like, messed up pictures and...
Bunch of crap.
Yeah,
monkey feces? There's monkey feces? Go to it.
Yes, go to it.
My new favorite website is monkeytron.com.
Sean's doing a promo for you right now.
Yeah, when I'm bored and I got nowhere else to go on the web.
And I've masturbated way too much.
And I've just jerked off so much. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, those are the kind of people that go there. So, you know, we got a thing where we can tell the referring pages where people came from. You know, half of them are pedophiles and gay guys. because we have a huge page of conversations from AIM, so, like, every word in the dictionary is on there. So they type, like, how to have anal sex, and it comes up with there and stuff. It's crazy.
It's good for hits? Or good for getting hits on your page?
It's very good for getting hits. We started a page with that. I found all the most screwed up referrals and I'm putting them on a page so people can laugh at
them. Can you do me a favor, man?
Yep.
I need you to say something for me.
Say something.
I need you to say, anybody wants some acid, all I need is a place to cook.
Real, kind of slowly.
Anybody needs some acid. Wait a minute, say that again. Anybody needs some acid?
Anybody want some acid, all I need is a place to cook. So anybody wants some acid, all I need is a place to cook. Go ahead.
Anybody want some acid, all I need is a place to cook.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Now say what the hell.
Now go and watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you have to rent Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and you'll get it.
How we doing?
They hung up.
Ah, those bastards.
All right.
Wow.
See now that's what happens when you play a 33 and a third RPM album at 16.
Yes. Anybody wants some acid?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Bob from Peru.
Oh,
Bob!
Hey,
Bob!
This is the person I sentenced to work right now.
What's going on, man?
Oh, I haven't had a phone call in like 3 hours, so I thought I'd call in and say, hey, what the fuck?
Excellent.
No, so no, it's called What the Hell.
Did you have anything interesting to say, Bob?
Don't you touch that button.
You can just hang up if you want there, Durst.
You are an asshole.
We know the guy. We're allowed to do that.
I don't care. Still.
He knows where we live.
Hey, you can call him whenever you want. Just have something to say.
What is
I have to deal with him tomorrow.
If anyone wants to talk to Bob from Rue, what number do they get him at?
Not at all. Not even close.
Oh, but he's obviously lonely and needs some company.
That interferes.
Perhaps the What the Hell listeners would like to call him.
Same answer.
Maybe if I own the company, be fine. But I don't own the company. I work for the company.
And you'd like to keep it that way.
I'd like to keep it that way.
Hi, you're on Rent Radio. Who's this?
It's Babsy May.
Hi, Babsy May.
One phone call per family per night.
Was that your little girl?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What kind of mother are you to let you let your kid listen to this?
We're insane.
I'm a good mother.
Your child is going to grow up warped.
Your child's going to be a brilliant, brilliant mathematician. Leave her the fuck alone.
She's going to go into kindergarten and say, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, hit you in the face with a shovel. Bang.
Well, it won't be bullied much.
Yeah.
You have a point.
So what's up, Esme?
I hate my life. My car is dead. It left me stranded last night.
That's shitty.
Oh, no.
That
sucks.
John still hasn't received his package. I hate the postal system. Somebody give me a gun. I want to kill other people.
So you hate the postal system, but you admire them in a way.
So what are you trying to send me, or am I allowed to ask that?
Well, it's been long enough. I'll just fucking tell you. It's a mouth pad I made, a cult mouth pad.
Oh, that's cool.
And CD I sent you, Lego Creator.
Oh, cool. I know what that is. Oh.
Very cool. Is that where you draw a picture and it maps it in Lego?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really?
Or you
you can play with Legos on the computer. It's really cool.
Yeah, you basically can build
Lena
Lego on the computer.
It.
So if I make something that has a moving joint, it'll make it out of Lego and shit?
Yeah, you can make a move and do all sorts of shit.
It includes all of
it. Sean wouldn't like that at all.
It's a SolidWorks CAD system for Lego.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me here.
Yes.
Wow.
I actually thought about buying this. I saw this and I thought, no, that's cool.
Well, we got it free with a box of cereal, and I burned a couple copies for people, so, you know.
Hey, it's free.
Well, thank
make
you very much. You little angel. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Holy cow. That's
really... Does your kid play with it?
Yeah. I sit with her, and she picks out the pieces and what we want
to
do.
So it's easy enough for Sean to use.
Oh.
Sam.
And just as soon as this show ends, Sim will be easy enough for anyone to use.
Oh.
I didn't know you swung that way.
Well, instead, you could put them in a box and send them to me, you know, just mail them and, you know, see how long the postal system takes to mail a human being.
Just remember to put, like, air holes in it so they can breathe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tie Sim down in the middle of some field somewhere and charge $5 a lick to all the centibites I can muster.
Woo!
It's only,
no,
$2 for mails.
No!
It's all good, baby.
Don't forget the coupon and the local flyer.
Hey, Sam, I'm not actually queer or anything, but at this, it's
but
a bargain.
You can't. You're saving money.
I can't pass up a sale.
You're almost making money.
Yes.
Oh, God.
All right. Say what the hell, baby.
Passing
the
savings on to you, Rant
That's
Radio.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
That's cool. That's
You're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Poison Cheeto again.
Uh-oh.
Can we get Lieutenant Major Zombie and Poison Cheeto on the line?
Okay,
Lieutenant Major Zombie,
call us.
Right now, we have to take advantage of the two-line situation.
You should get three lines so we can have Psychotron on, too.
Yeah. No, his deep enough.
I have to tell you something, though.
Zombie, call.
What's that?
Me and Psychotron did a thing. It's like a sing-along thing that... Metallica's Last Caress.
Perfect.
So I'll send that in sometime.
Excellent.
Probably this week.
Yes, definitely do that.
Could you? And are we waiting for Zombie?
Yeah,
Zombie,
we're waiting
call.
For Zombie.
Hello,
call
Zombie.
Right now.
Could you imagine?
This is Rant Radio to Zombie. Come in, Zombie.
Usually he calls in faster if you don't even tell him.
That's right. He phones in when you don't tell him to phone in.
No, he's
trying to call in.
Just put your fingers on your head and be like, Zombie.
Well, there is a 20-second delay, and then he has to dial it. So,
oh, I see.
Zombie phone in now.
Did Zombie go to bed already? Haven't seen
he
him
wouldn't go to bed.
Really?
Is he good in bed?
Zombie, yes, we're paging you, Zombie.
Zombie, are you good in bed?
Zombie, do you fuck like a mink?
What?
Zombie.
Cheeto, Cybertron, and Lieutenant Major Zombie, three quarters of a great barbershop quartet.
I think Zombie's gone. He's gone.
The door.
Damn it.
Sorry, shut up.
Maybe your theory of us being one and the same actually is true, or that's Harriet's theory.
I think it's true, too.
But it's not.
How do we know that? We've never spoken to both of you at the same time.
Say.
And he's got supposedly gone to bed now.
Okay. Well,
say
gotta,
huh.
You've got to go. You got to go. Say huh.
Huh.
See, uncanny.
Smokehouse, I want you to sample that.
Compare them.
Do you guys go to like the same school or something?
I went to different schools together. I think he's down south or something.
Yeah, he's down south, but you have the same accent.
I just like to talk like this because I like to.
You just want to be Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Yeah, that's my
dream. Well, Lieutenant Major Zombie does have a following. A cult following.
Definitely. Following. Well, like people running away from him. I don't know.
All right, say what the hell we giving up.
What the
giving
fuck?
Nice day aside, what the hell.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, all I have to say is this show has reached a new high and a new low.
All in the same.
Anybody can call now.
Yeah, it's not just restricted to zombies.
But we appreciate withholding your phone call.
Yes, it was very nice. Thank you.
Very kind of you.
So we're not far away from the kickoff of the Inquisition. We should make that statement right now.
What is the Inquisition?
Yes.
The Inquisition starts April 1st. Anyone who wants to get involved with it, Smokehouse is the guy who's in charge of the whole meal deal. He's the man. It's not me. It's all Smokey, baby.
What's it about?
It's the Smokehouse, what it is the Inquisition is when Smokehouse correlates all the hackers and crackers that we can amass, and we attack pedophiles on the web for a month.
Please, somebody, let me know if there's anything in my neighborhood that I can do something about. Or
you
two.
Can participate in your own neighborhood.
So anyone who wants information on this, go to inquisition.thecult.org, and you should be able to check it out. So we got a website that's been set up and built. Smokehouse runs the whole fucking show. He is the man in charge of the deal. And all I do is do essentially whatever Smokehouse tells me, which is not really a big switch from real life. But, yeah, so...
Are you saying you're just a figurehead god?
Oh, yeah. I'm a figurehead god. And they come for me.
Smokehouse.
It's all Smokehouse, baby.
Smokehouse, the power behind the throne.
You bet.
Yeah.
He gets
Gideon,
hung.
If you have something you want to rub up against the phone,
well,
feel free to call in.
To be behind Sean's throne is beyond me.
Good call.
The only throne with a portable chemical toilet.
Now, be nice, integrity. We talk about cult all the time. That's what we do. Don't be mean. But, Integrity was all pissed off because we don't talk about cults on the show. And he's like, what the fuck?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Bob from Peru.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Not too bad.
You have a really clear phone line.
I do?
Yeah, you sound as good as anybody.
Wow, it's digital.
So what's happening there? How's your pool scores?
Sweet fuck all, and I quit playing pool because it was too damn boring. question about this whole pedophile thing. Sim was mentioning previously that there is some fucking anti-legislation bill or something. Like,
only in Canada.
Only in Canada.
Only in Canada.
Yeah, only in Canada. So, but that's a very good point, though. I'm glad you called out that.
But what in that? I posted on Cult. I never checked back to see what other postings there were. But I was mentioning, like, okay, say for instance the bill goes through.
Right.
Does that make the cult.org and everything else associated with affiliated sites, even you guys posting to say you're anti, whatever, had an anti-pedophile, and you guys doing this big hoopla slam on pedophiles?
Only if the if it's hosted in Canada.
See,
right.
The Inquisition is not hosted in Canada. The Inquisition is hosted in the States.
Okay.
So scot-free.
So we're all good here.
As long as nobody posts any links to any pedophile
sites.
Yeah,
and that's very carefully monitored.
Okay. Because so, I'm like so for that. That's so fucking kick-ass. Like,
oh, sweet.
Take down pedophiles.
The only people that probably don't agree with it are the pedophiles.
Yeah, I personally would like to go into, like, for instance, Kennedy knows I've worked in BCBC and I've worked with, like, A and B in the Surrey pretrial. Now, Alpha and Bravo are the two sections where they hold pedophiles and sex-related crimes.
Uh-huh. A nice bunch of men?
Yeah, they've actually put some legislation through, like, I guess you consider good legislation for cellmates. They're no longer allowed to take clippings of, like, diaper ads and stuff.
Oh, really?
And
they've gone
up on their posted boards, as they previously have.
Wow, they've gone that far.
Yeah, not allowed to have baby pictures up in their cells anymore.
Jesus, that's friggin' Christ!
They're, okay, get this, okay? Dak, they're in for being a pedophile.
Yeah?
They're incarcerated. They're waiting trial, ergo pre-trial. They basically are slandered for whatever. They're in for fucking raping little Susie next door. And they've got, like, poster boards of children. Like, you know, diaper ads where they're holding up some baby boy and, like, you got this happy picture of the mom? He clips out just the baby boy.
Even those Calvin Klein ads of yesteryear would be pretty good for
well,
them,
you know,
I guess, too.
Every diaper ad has that naked baby ass in it.
Yeah, it's like... It's, yeah.
Every fucking...
Like, look
it's
at,
actually
look
kind of creepy.
Pablum. You look at, like, Pablum, the container itself. It's got a big picture of a big baby face on it, like... I don't know. It's all sick fucks.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. We literally, somebody has to bring a bat.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Everybody got to just swing for the bleachers and see how far we can send them.
I personally was all for this little, like, stand them all in a row, lock them all up, whatever, do the Hannibal to them, the mouth guards the whole bit, and we'll play this little piggy with sledgehammers.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole nine. Like, me and Bob, well, we lived together for a while there. Like, when I got out of the Army, me and Bob from Peru were roommates. And, I mean, we had many, many a long discussion about, you know, just going out and fucking shooting these assholes.
Shooting the people that society is not, it does not care about.
Yep, you bet, man. It's
Kennedy, you want a free van?
Why?
The price
has dropped. I'm just getting rid of it now.
Okay,
no one wants to buy it, so.
I'll take it if you'll give it to me.
Sure, it's yours.
Free what?
Right on, I got your van.
You just got to transfer it over. It'll cost you what it cost me, $28.
It's Sean's scrapyard.
Are you serious or what?
Serious. Just get it out of there.
Get it out of there.
Where is it?
It's at my place.
Okay, fuck, we'll talk.
All right.
Kick ass.
Okay.
Bye. All right, Jim, we're going to take another call.
You realize this is the
first... Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who is this?
This is the first step.
All right, now all we need is Poison Cheeto.
We need Poison Cheeto.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
Okay, Zombie, call back. Okay, we... Calm down. He's not that dumb. He knows how to dial a phone. He knows how to dial our number better than he knows anything else. Zombie, call back.
Zombie. Zombie's not there.
No, we just hung up on him. So he's going to call back, and we're going to get you both on the line.
Maybe he's not listening. Zombie, call back. Okay, just a sec.
Fuck.
By the way, I just looked at the webpage. Apparently, Gladiator fucking won Best Picture.
Well, it's good, but...
Not fucking Best Picture.
Not Best
Suck
Picture.
The corn nuts out of my ass.
Not Best Picture.
That implies you actually eat vegetative matter. Can I mention something here? Like, okay, right this...
Hi.
Hi.
Who do we have here?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
And... Poison Cheeto, are you still there?
No.
No.
Poison Cheeto.
So we have Poison right, Cheeto Poison and Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I love you, Zombie. I love you too, Poison Cheeto.
Wow, is this a new form of masturbation?
I'm going to go hang myself now. Thank you. See you later.
Wait, me and Zombie are having phone sex.
I know we are.
They're the same human being.
What?
Both of you speak at the same time.
Dude.
Zombie, where are you from?
I'm from, like, Virginia, Mount Royal.
And Cheeto, where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Okay, I'm a little low on my state's location. Where is Wisconsin and where is...
Wisconsin's right by... It's pretty close to Toronto.
Okay.
Somewhere over there.
So we need you to both say a certain phrase. Somebody come up with a really good phrase for them to say.
I want them to both talk at
okay,
the same time.
Zombie, Zombie, I want
we
you
still
to say...
proven it, yeah.
Zombie, I want you to say, this is Poison Cheeto on What the Hell?
Yeah. And the other
and Cheeto, you say this is Lieutenant Major Zombie on What the Hell.
Okay, Zombie, go first.
This is Poison Cheeto on What the Hell.
And then Poison Cheeto.
My turn?
Yep.
This is Lieutenant Major Zombie, and I suck balls.
That's mean.
Oh, I was
good,
just kidding.
Good little improv there. No,
both of you say something together at the same time. I don't care.
We both say What the Hell, and you give us a three count.
Okay.
One, two... Three.
What the hell?
Wow, it has been proven.
They are, in fact, two people.
They put them
My
hold.
Universe has come crashing
you
in.
You put them both on hold. You have to press, like, the lines and get rid of them.
Okay, well.
There we go. Excellent.
That was pretty slick.
That's 9 o'clock, and you can't really top that.
Yeah, no, that's
that
it.
Is the big finish for tonight's show.
I say we kick into the song.
We are going to kick into the song after we say our goodbyes and
next
cry
week,
our tears.
Next week, 3 hours of phone sex with Zombie.
Did you ever play the promo?
Not only that, but Bob from Peru just donated a fucking van to be donated to Cult. So
you realize, Sean, that this is the first step into you becoming like a...
White trash. You've got like a bunch of vehicles out in front of your house.
You're being like the owner of your own junk empire.
That's true.
Hey, it worked for Sanford and Son.
There you go.
That's
all just bad.
And go around the room, Drax. Say goodbye to the nice folks.
Hi.
I'm coming to join you, honey.
This is the Private Drexel, and goodbye, and till next week.
This
all
is right.
Private Drexel on What the Hell.
Okay, so goodbye from Sean Getting the Fucking Mad saying be drinkable, and we'll check you all later.
And it's Professor Scott Harker saying good evening, and for once and for all, I'm going to say skitty.
In that
you
sexy
so get
British
off on that,
accent.
Don't you? Skitty. You sick British.
Oh!
But I didn't hear that. Okay, your turn next.
Your turn.
This is Lady Scarlet saying goodbye. I'm the silent partner in this whole deal.
Yeah.
I still think you're a little G.I. Joe figure. I remember that one.
Long time no puke.
That was the intro to Mommy's Returns, wasn't it?
Mommy's Returns?
The Mommy Returns.
Oh, okay.
The
yes.
Rock says, go see that movie.
Yeah, that's fabulous. This is... This is Ronan Maddox saying farewell and play safe, people. Don't be a seismonaut.
This is your old pal Uncle Dax saying what the hell, and if you get a chance, remember, spin him around and put him down.
Girl on the left,
this is
Skitty wants you to moan her name.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Go for it. Come on. We're waiting. We're all waiting.
Can I think about this and get back to you next week?
No.
Don't think about it. Impulse.
See, if you sleep on it, you won't do it.
Yeah. Go on,
it's
impulse.
Like
it's an impulse
this
thing.
This is all an evil plot of smokehouses. What did I bring today? I brought blueberry-flavored koala yummies biscuits.
They were delicious. One of them looked like a hockey player. I bit his head off.
For some reason, I'm just sort of fascinated. There's this whole rash of blueberry products coming out of, like, Japan and stuff, because for some reason they think that somehow blueberries have become really trendy.
And they're healthy. They're good
for
you.
Yeah, I think it's this thing going around that they think that they're supposed to be good for the eyes or something. Don't ask me where this comes from. There's probably
it's because it's blue food. Everyone knows the blue food is the secret to immortality.
Well, in any case, you can get, like, blueberry gummies.
Just look at the Smurfs.
You name it.
Moan the name and say goodnight.
No. This is Girl on Left saying goodnight, and I
yes, you can do
just
it.
Say it.
You can do
just,
it.
You
do it first, man.
Cut his fucking head off.
You want me to lead by example? Fine.
Skitty.
That sounded like Serpentor. To go along with Lady Scarlet.
Oh, great. Now you can actually do it with a straight face. Damn it!
Your audience is waiting.
Well, you know, Sean, I've never really tried out for one, and I don't really have any patience.
Don't. It won't work out.
You want me to do what?
Yeah, I'm licking your balls. Like, yeah, licking them good. Yep.
Yeah, they're hairy balls. Yeah, they're big fucking hairy balls.
Oh, man. Yes. Oh, yes. That's oh, love me, baby.
That's
yes.
From CB4, if you want to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
That's an awesome film.
I got to get... fucking, what's her face there? What's her name? Spencer, the chick.
She can't do it.
She's got a. I gotta get her out of here, so I'll check you.
Okay. She has a curfew? Yeah. Okay.
Skitty.
You're fired. And this is.
Look, I'm skitty.
I sounded sexier.
This is.
No, moaning too.
Skitty.
There we go.
Oh, skitty. Oh.
Skitty. Oh, you sounded vaguely disgusted.
She's just drying up.
Now you got to pick out which one's Dak. And this is Sumerian, and I came through with my promise. I formatted both of my computers to have the show working this week.
I'm sorry, Skitty. It's the best I can do under the circumstances.
I'll take over here.
here's a professional. We have a trained professional here.
I'm a trained professional in these matters. Because I am...
I'm sorry, I'm a straight woman. I'm not used to screaming women's names.
Skitty.
There we go.
I'm sorry. I'm not used to moaning women's names. I'm a straight
woman.
It is
bizarre,
I guess. I'm sorry.
You just got to pretend. And this is Sumerian, and we're out of here.
When you go home, just get Onimus Animus to put on a dress, and you can just...
get into it.
Don't go giving him ideas.
And this is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, taking us out from William Shatner. And then I'll play the outro.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds, and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.